the clowns. Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns?
It's Friday.
There ought to be clowns.
March 31st, 2023.
Well, maybe next year.
We are in a major crisis. Our republic is collapsing. The dollar is losing its world reserve currency. Our borders have been purposely lowered. We are occupied by a corporate global force that seeks to destroy all nation states and the family. Now they're going to bring down the world. They've got to bring down the United States of America first. No matter what you think of President Trump, this is the greatest legal crisis in U.S. history. Every major analyst agrees that this is beyond unprecedented and is truly a bellwether or a harbinger of the end of the republic. Now you know why Soros has put in over 2,000 district attorneys and county attorneys and controls 22 attorney generals. He's overthrown countless countries, and he will overthrow America if we let him. When I say Soros, I mean the people he represents. This is a very vicious organized crime syndicate, but it's being forced out in the open, and it's doing all this because the world, not just America, is waking up to these captors saying, we refuse to be your slaves. Now, Roger Stone was on yesterday, and the last thing he said is, Trump is still going to be indicted anytime now. And of course, we now know Trump knew yesterday, before they even announced it, that that was the case, because his lawyer had talked Thursday evening to the puppet district attorney in Manhattan. Roger Stone predicted it yesterday. He'll be joining us in 15 minutes. Robert Barnes is going to be riding shotgun. Owen's going to be coming in as well with his excellent analysis. And somebody wanted to get on for a long time. Alan Dershowitz is going to be on with us coming up in the second hour to give his historical legal views on this as well. So a big broadcast lined up for you here today. Let's play a short clip of Roger Stone on the show yesterday saying Trump will still be indicted.
There's nothing to prevent a U.S. citizen from being nominated and running for president while under indictment. In fact, not all of the alleged crimes against Trump would prevent him from running or being president, although being convicted a violation of the 14th Amendment would preclude you from running for federal office. So I think it is entirely possible, in fact, likely at this point, that Donald Trump will be waging a campaign to save this country, a crusade, as it were, a 2024 campaign, while under criminal indictment by a politically motivated prosecutor. And I actually think that is the backdrop that virtually ensures his election. People can see through this, and I think they do see through this.
And he went on to predict he will be indicted soon. We'll have more of that coming up. Roger Stone joins us in about 10 minutes from now. And we will also be talking again to Alan Dershowitz, Robert Barnes, Owen Schroyer. We're looking to get Ted Nugent on him and talking to him. He's pretty pissed. Big broadcast lineup for you on this Friday show. Don't forget, we'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Friday, March 31st, 2023. We are a republic. We're a world sliding into classical tyranny. Wow. President Trump, 34-count indictment. We now learn they called up Trump's lawyer on Thursday and said we want him to turn himself in tomorrow. So Trump knew Thursday evening. But a week and a half ago, Alvin Bragg had done that once, saying we're going to indict him in a couple days. We want you to turn yourself in. And then when Trump said it, they went, oh, you're crazy. You're making it up. The late night comics made jokes about it. Trump made it up. He's not being indicted. Boy, he lies a lot. Well, Trump, the last time they tried to trick him to come out and announce he was being indicted, he didn't announce it because he didn't know if it was true. They lie so much. But now they've officially announced that it's still sealed, but it's 34 counts. To describe how this pretty much completes our journey into being a banana republic, let's play a clip from Senator Josh Hawley, who's a former prosecutor himself, talking about this situation. I think he sums it up best on Tucker last night.
Well, I think what this is about is nothing to do with the rule of law, Jesse. Obviously, this is about power. It is a demonstration of raw power. I think the Democrats know this has nothing to do with the law. They're sending a message, and the message is they will use any power that they have to interfere in the next presidential election. They will not willingly allow Donald Trump to run for president. They will not willingly lose the next election. They're going to use every means at their disposal. And Jesse, these are the same people who have sent SWAT teams to pro-life activists, who use the FBI against parents at school board meetings. They will do anything, use any kind of power to try and hold on to their own privileges, their own positions, and we are seeing that tonight. This is just unprecedented in American history, and the only way out now is to win.
And that's him on another Fox show. I also have him on Tucker as well. Let's play a clip from Tucker. Here's Tucker. The whole monologue's on InfoWars.com. Let's play a few minutes of it, but he does a good summation. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. Tonight, a Fox News alert. American politics was thrown into complete chaos, perhaps permanently, about 3 hours ago, when a grand jury in Manhattan, one of the most liberal cities in America, a place where 80% voted for Joe Biden in the last election, decided to indict Biden's political opponent in the upcoming election, the Republican frontrunner, a man who leads by 30 points in polls, Donald Trump. And the jury did this at the urging of a man called Alvin Bragg. He's the Manhattan District Attorney who has been famous so far by making the city much more dangerous by refusing to enforce laws against crimes like robbery and rape. Now, we don't know at this hour what the indictment says. We don't know specifically what the charges are. But previous news reports suggest they will emanate from an alleged payment 7 years ago, a payment that federal regulators said violated no law, but that Alvin Bragg apparently believes is a crime. Either way, the net result is Donald Trump is the first former president of the United States ever to be indicted. So no matter what happens next, we can be certain there is no coming back from this moment. There could be retaliation from red states. The governor of Florida has already said, Ron DeSantis has already issued a statement saying that he will not participate in any extradition of Donald Trump to New York. That's apparently scheduled for next week. As you can probably tell, we're not certain of the full outlines of the story, but we know this moment is a historic one. We want to set tonight in facts, those that we have so far. We're going to do that, as we always do, with the help of Fox's Trace Gallagher, who is with us tonight on set. Hey, Trace.
And we're going to have more of DeSantis coming up on this, but it's important to remember, Tucker, that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has chosen to pursue a case that was investigated and rejected by two previous sets of prosecutors because, one, the case is politically explosive, as we all know, and, two, it requires using largely untested legal theory. In fact, even Alvin Bragg himself initially decided against prosecuting Trump. The case, as Tucker was saying, is centered around a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, who claims she had an affair with Trump. The DA, Alvin Bragg, could not charge this case as a misdemeanor because the statute of limitations on a misdemeanor ran out back in 2018. And to charge it as a felony, the Manhattan DA had to perform what many call legal gymnastics and say it was a campaign finance violation, going down that road. Numerous legal experts have pointed out that it would be monumentally improbable to prove that Donald Trump paid Stormy Daniels in an effort to win the White House instead of, say, an effort to save his marriage, etc. Here's law professor Jonathan Turley weighing in on the indictment just a short time.
All right, we're going to have more of this coming up, but first, Roger Stone's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. Robert Barnes is joining us. Alan Dershowitz is joining us, and a lot of other big guests today. Owen Schroer will also come in and give his commentary here today. But let's just restate the facts here. Trump is, in most polls, 25 to 30 points ahead of all the other Republicans, namely DeSantis. In every major national poll, he's 5 to 15 points ahead of Biden in a rematch right now. So going into the election 2 years ago plus, he was neck and neck with Biden in those same polls. So people really miss Trump. People understand we have we know that Soros has defunded the police, controls the DAs in almost every city, and that he is weaponizing the legal system. Now, Owen Schroer is facing prison time for being outside the Capitol trying to stop people going in, while Ray Epps told the January 6th Kangaroo Committee that he, quote, orchestrated the attack. They had text messages where he said it. He's free. Roger Stone had to be pardoned for doing absolutely nothing. These very same organizations, top Democrat Party law firms, you can look at the news, are trying to shut down InfoWars right now and trying to run around saying in the news, I'm a criminal, they want me in jail. Not a shred of truth to any of it. But this is the weaponization, because they know what we're promoting is constitutional and is popular and is growing in popularity. And they know that President Trump is the president. They stole it from him 2 years ago, but there's no doubt he's riding it on a giant wave right now. And if the election was held today, no matter how much election fraud, when you have a tsunami that big, you can't stop it with just dead people's names and having people vote. You'll run out of the mail-in ballots. You'll run out. They barely were able to steal it from Trump 2 years ago. You saw the magic ballots come in. They closed the doors in the different states, like Pennsylvania, like Georgia, like Michigan, like Arizona. And you see the same thing still in the election of Kerry Lake, when only in Republican jurisdictions did the Democrats who controlled the state, the lady that won the governorship by fraud, was running the election, where they gave the conservative precincts, Republican precincts, ballots that didn't work. Oh, don't worry, we'll hand count those later. So they know there's a tsunami so big that they're not going to be able to stop Trump. And so they are throwing the Republican to crisis, and I believe they're going to have a whole bunch of indictments cascading on him, believing it will create the perception that he really is a criminal, and that when they indict people around him, which you know is coming, it's already been going on, but it's about to get a lot worse, they're hoping some of them will turn state evidence and bear false witness, like Judas Iscariot did after the Last Supper for the 30 pieces of silver. So I'm not comparing Trump to Christ. I'm comparing these Judas goats that are out there to Judas Iscariot. So that's where we are. And this is a desperate globalist group that's losing control worldwide, losing control here domestically. And instead of slowing down their operation and trying to back off a little, that they'd be smart, they'd still maintain control, they're forcing a confrontation with all their inept minions and ham-fisted operatives. And all I can say is we need to call for peace. We need to speak out against violence, because I can tell you right now the next card they're going to play is going to be false flag terror attacks to blame it on Trump supporters and really try to bring in official dictatorship, outlawing American populism and, quote, Trumpism in America. Biden's already said the main terror enemy is white conservative voters and people that question elections or forced injections. So you see the battle lines being drawn. You see the civil war they're trying to tee up, and we do not want to play that game. And the good news is all the numbers show people are seeing through this, so they've got a big problem on their hands. The globalists are losing, but that makes it even more dangerous. Roger Stone, straight ahead.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. Have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's Infowars.com on the back. Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is a exclusive shirt to Infowarsstore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts. And you will have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you will be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. It can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals, and now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones. Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have lived to see history. The first former or current president indicted. This is the hallmark of dictatorships and banana republics. The globalists are losing control, and so they're throwing down the gauntlet. I believe this will be the first of many other indictments in Georgia and also federal indictments against Trump to send a message to everybody else. You sit down and you shut up and you turn your children over to us and your guns over to us and your life over to us, or we will lock your ass in prison. We're turning loose the murderers, the rapists, the killers, the bank robbers, and we're going to throw your ass in the prisons. And that's what they're everywhere saying. So the deep state is in overdrive. This is an emergency broadcast. Republic in crisis. Robert Barnes will be riding shotgun with me coming up. Alan Dershowitz is scheduled to be on. But right now I'm going to go to the man that predicted Trump would be indicted on this show yesterday, and that he thought this 30-day hiatus was a smokescreen. Is Roger Stone one of the few people that has been in the same shoes that our embattled President Trump is in now? But the good news is this is backfiring and the polls are shooting straight up for Trump. The immovable object comes into contact with the unstoppable force. Roger Stone.
Alex, you're absolutely right. We talked about this yesterday on your show. And once again, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. I thought that the break that the grand jury was taking for a month was a head fake, and indeed it is. And therefore now President Donald Trump has another historic first. He is not only the first president to be indicted by a grand jury, he's the first president of the United States to have his home raided by the FBI. He is the first president to be impeached but not convicted twice. He is the first president to be wiretapped by the FBI prior to his becoming president. He is the first president banned on social media. They will do absolutely anything and everything to stop Donald Trump, really because he is the guy who's drawn a line in the sand. As I said on yesterday's show, when he said, under a second Trump presidency, the State Department, the defense bureaucracy, the intelligence services, and all the rest will be completely overhauled and reconstituted to fire the deep state folks controlling them and put those who support America first in charge. That was an all-out declaration of war. Now, if you're unhappy about some of the things President Trump did in his first term, there can be no doubt what he will now do in his second term. He is an older and wiser individual. I think that he came to Washington with great intentions, but with a misunderstanding that not everyone in the Republican Party was on his side, and that there were institutions of government and the media who, from the moment that he was elected, were dedicated to removing him and destroying him if necessary.
And now, just like they did in your kangaroo cases, the judge and others are talking about gagging the president. So now they want to gag the leading presidential candidate and the former president in an election cycle. This is beyond transparent.
First of all, I think it's patently unconstitutional. But look, very few people can appreciate how the president feels personally at this moment. George Papadopoulos would be one. Paul Manafort would be one. General Michael Flynn. And then, Alex, you yourself, you know what it is to be in the eye of the storm, and to have the full force of state and federal government come at you, completely violate all of your constitutional rights. Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does it say that if you're charged with a crime at either the state or the federal level, that you forfeit your free speech rights. But in my case, as in, I think, potentially in this case, a federal judge issued a gag order in which I could not defend myself. I couldn't come back on InfoWars. I couldn't go on any forum whatsoever. I couldn't post on social media, although, frankly, I was banned on most of them at the time anyway. But I couldn't go to StoneZone.com and post an article in my own defense, which is why today I can't go to dinner, say, on a Sunday night with my family, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, without some hopped-up trans radical leftist coming up to the table and calling me a Russian traitor, of which, of course, there is no evidence whatsoever. But I can see how this poor misguided individual might get that impression, because CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, The Business Insider, they were allowed to repeat this unchallenged narrative.
Absolutely.
And I had no ability to defend myself. Trump is now potentially in the exact same position. It is outrageous. And of course, it is. The president's right. This is all election interference. He is not only a former president, but he's also the leading candidate, announced candidate, federal candidate for the Republican nomination for president. And that is really what is at the root of all this. They do not, in my opinion, want to run against Donald Trump again. He's beaten them once. It is highly likely he beat them twice. And now, if you look at the polls, he would beat Joe Biden again tomorrow, even in the wake of this news.
And I want to talk about that next segment, because you're the real political expert on this. The time frame of them trying to get him in jail before the election. But if you look at that, he could easily draw this out and then be the president again and obviously pardon himself. We'll talk about that. But you mentioned guilty until proven innocent. I had two judges literally in rigged cases say I was guilty, not let me put on evidence, and then basically rig juries to decide how guilty I am. She said, he is guilty, he will pay money, and he has hundreds of millions of dollars, which wasn't true. Wouldn't let us say, point that out, wasn't true, and then did that. So that's the civil system. Imagine how rigged in places like New York and D.C. and Austin the criminal systems have become. But what do you make of Pelosi? We just put the statement on air saying he is guilty until proven innocent, and he needs to respect the system and keep his mouth shut. So she said he's been given the opportunity to prove his innocence. No, you're not given it. It's right there, given to us by God, not by the state. What do you make of her saying he is guilty until proven innocent?
Well, this is the obvious danger of drunk tweeting. I really suggest people try to avoid drunk tweeting. Clearly, Nancy Pelosi has no understanding of the U.S. Constitution. The president has no obligation to prove his innocence. The government has to somehow seek to prove his guilt. And they have an extraordinarily weak case, a case that multiple federal prosecutors reviewed and rejected. It's an abomination.
StoneZone.com. StoneZone.com. We're going to come right back with Roger Stone with more critical analysis you will not get anywhere else. And then Alan Dershowitz, Robert Barnes, Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a huge believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punish. You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell, New World Order. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. Last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself. Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally, sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart, your cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, New York City is turning into a criminal Soros-run gang. There is the district attorney, Alvin Bragg. We just showed you some footage of him arriving at the courthouse last night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment with Roger Stone. He'll obviously be on with us a lot because he's right in the center of the storm. We couldn't have a better expert on with us. Let me just say this very quickly. I've been so distracted with news and information lately. You notice I've barely been promoting products or plugging things. And I was talking to accountants this morning and they said, Jones, you're about to slip back in the red. You need to go to your audience and get the funds. And so I want to thank you all. Plus, these are great tools to wake people up. I want to thank you all that have been supporting. I want to encourage those of you that have been spreading the word and praying with the broadcast to continue that, but to also go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War of the World or the fundraiser signed copy that is a donation to keep us on air. And there's only 400 or 300 or so signed copies left, and then I'm not going to do any more signed copies of this book. I'm going to do another limited edition book later. It's going to have a few more chapters in it, and we're going to put a piece of art in it with a signature, but that's going to be even more limited edition. Your last chance to get just the simple signed book and be part of the fundraiser. Also, I misunderstood them. I was told we'd gotten 5,000 T-shirts, and that we were about to sell out on Monday of Alex Jones for President, which is a way to have talk and meet like-minded people and spread the word. Not seriously running for president, but it's just a fun shirt. Very good-looking shirt, navy blue, with Alex Jones for President 2024 on the back, Infowars.com. That, it was the fact that we had 5,000 larges and extra larges, which is what we mainly sell. Those are almost sold out. We do have smalls, mediums, and triple X large, but we're almost out of large and extra large, but more coming in a few weeks. If you want to get the shirt, it's available right now, and it keeps us on air. It's made of a very nice fabric, very high quality, and it's a fundraiser shirt. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're at it, go over to StoneZone.com and get some of Roger Stone's Did Nothing Wrong shirts and more, because he's in the middle of the fight just like I am. And I'm not bitching at people. I'm just saying, you want warriors to take on the deep state? You want people to expose the Great Reset and the New World Order and everything we do here and have a huge effect? We're doing it. But we are your warriors fighting for you, fighting for ourselves, fighting for our families. And we need everybody to step up and certainly share the articles and videos, because we're not doing this to lose. We are winning hearts and minds. The globalists own documents, leak all the time. They admit they're losing control globally and here domestically. That's why they're doing things nobody's ever done before in this country, because they're desperate. Now, Roger, I want to raise this point to you and then get your breakdown of it and then how you see this unfolding. They're losing so bad with this in the polls. It's blown up completely in their face. It's causing the entire Republican structure to line up behind Trump. As you said, he's up 25, 30 points now, and he was dead heat a month ago with DeSantis. And this new polls are coming out showing him shooting up even higher. Everybody knows he's a martyr. Everybody knows Biden's a pedophile and his son's a pedophile and Chinese agents and the Hunter laptop and all of it. I can sit back. I know the enemy's playbook. There's no way without them setting off truck bombs and blaming it on us, or a mass shootings or a race attack or something, that this is going to work for them. So I see the next card being staged violence to be blamed on us. A, do you agree with that? And B, how do we get out ahead of that and stop that? Because we're winning. We force them to engage in this open banana republic behavior, which is blowing up further. So, or am I missing something here? Because I think the only thing they can do now is, launch World War III, maybe? A total collapse? I mean, we're already there. Roger Stone, what do you think?
Alex, I think it all entirely depends on timing of which we're not sure. Let's be very clear. Even now, we're reacting to a leaked story in the New York Times, then picked up by CNN. We haven't even seen the actual criminal indictment. CNN says there are 34 individual criminal counts. How could CNN possibly know that? Unless, of course, they have an illegal leak from the office of DA Alvin Bragg. But whether any charge in New York or in Georgia can actually get to trial prior to the election, that's a question I can't answer. I do feel more confident talking to constitutional lawyers and folks like Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's going to join me at StoneZone.live today at 5 o'clock, that it is unlikely that a federal charge in connection with anything that happened on January 6th or with the president's handling of certain sensitive government documents could get to trial prior to the election. So what happens when the deep state realizes that with each bogus lawfare attack on Donald Trump, he merely grows stronger? Then I put nothing whatsoever by them. Notice that the Trump indictment news has wiped this horrific attack in a Nashville Christian school by a trans shooter in which a number of Americans were tragically killed. It's wiped it out of the news. Also out of the news, the giant payments that members of the Biden family took from a Chinese energy company, completely out of the news. I put nothing whatsoever by those who are desperate to keep control of the country as the situation deteriorates. The other consideration here, Alex, is if we can manage to narrowly avoid being completely vaporized in World War III because of the shenanigans of this administration in Ukraine, where President Trump has said peaceful and immediate negotiations and cessation of hostilities would be his single highest priority. Obviously, Biden can't even get Zelensky to the peace talk table, and he is his patron. But they reject any effort for a negotiated settlement. what will the American economy look like by the time of the 2024 election? Banks are already beginning to fail. Just because they propped up this one bank does not mean that they can prop up all of the banks. Energy costs, once Joe Biden completely depletes our reserves, are going to skyrocket even higher. I expect the food shortages not only to continue, but as the great Tucker Carlson has exposed, only get worse because of the systematic destruction of food processing industries across the United States. Inflation is going to go even higher, the rate of inflation, based on the massive spending on this epic effort to stumble us into World War III. The crime situation in America is not going to abate. So what will the conditions in America be like on Election Day? I agree with you. We may get to a juncture where the situation in the country is so unstable and the quality of life is so difficult, and that even Donald Trump, under what will be widely viewed in the country as a completely bogus and politically motivated charges, is turbocharged as a candidate and may, in fact, be unstoppable.
Let me add a few tidbits to what you said. China and Brazil strike deal to ditch the U.S. dollar. Russia and China already did the deal. India is now doing the deal. Saudi Arabia announced they're doing the deal to now move away from the dollar. I mean, this is the forced move out of the dollar. It's not going to happen. It has happened. And Glenn Beck had a really great point. I'll try to play the clip later, but he said, we're not going to see a recession or a depression. This is the collapse of the dollar. This is something we've never seen before. So this is all happening, and the so-called elites running things are too busy trying to start a civil war with Christian conservatives. And as you know, Biden came out yesterday and said, trans are under attack, nothing about the dead Christians, and that they are shaping our soul. I have the disgusting video, and the press secretary said the same thing. So, Keith Olbermann came out and said, they're murdering trans, and it's gun owners' fault these people died. So they're literally just saying, trans, 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 as Rome burns. It's beyond insane. Roger, stay there. I want to get a closing comment from you, and then we'll introduce Robert Barnes coming up, StoneZone.com, and that's a good idea. We want to get Napolo Tano on as well. I'm talking to Ted Nugent. He may be on today. Just so much going on, but we're going to have a lot of expert guests here, but we couldn't have a better one than Roger Stone on this subject. Roger, do five more minutes with us. We're going to get Barnes on right now as well. Alan Dershowitz is scheduled to be coming up. That'll be a first of his visit with us. Infowars.com, band.video. Stay with us.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. Have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's Infowars.com on the back. Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is a exclusive shirt to Infowarsstore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts. And you will have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you will be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. That's no, it can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals. And now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals. And now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction to such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this live Friday, March 31st, 2023 transmission. I had some court and legal things to deal with today, and I was not going to be hosting the show today. Our bankruptcy is going well. InfoWars is getting stabilized. With a lot of work to do, though, jumping through all these hoops. But I went ahead and carved out time to be here. Robert Barnes was going to be co-hosting with Owen next hour. Then Dershowitz was able to come on today. So what's going to happen is I'm going to host into the middle of the next hour with Dershowitz and Barnes, and then hand the baton to Barnes to finish up the interview. Then Owen's coming in with a lot of other big guests and news as well in hour three and four here today. And then we'll be back, obviously, Sunday and with my show, 4 to 6 p.m., and Owen's 6 to 8 p.m. called Sunday Live. I'll probably do a Saturday show. There's just so much going on, so much unfolding. And, of course, you have American Journal weekday mornings with Harrison Smith at 8 a.m. doing a fabulous job as well. Okay, I held Roger over because I had one more question about the timing and all of this and where it's going. When he heard Barnes was on, he wanted to also ask some questions of Barnes. So before I go back to Roger with his question to Barnes, and then Roger's going to leave us, any other key points you'd like to impart to the audience, Roger Stone?
Very interesting, Alex. I have just seen they just now released a Quinnipiac poll. Now, this is a pollster for whom I have some respect in terms of their methodology. Overall, among the American people, 62% believe that the prosecution of Donald Trump is politically motivated. 32% agree that it is motivated by the law. That's 2-1. But what's most interesting is that among independent voters, 70% say it is politically motivated. Only 26% believe it is motivated by the law. Needless to say, among Republicans, it's 93-5. And among Democrats, actually almost a third of Democrats believe that this prosecution against Donald Trump is politically motivated. I really think that is a pretty accurate snapshot of where the country is. I think Donald Trump is exactly right in his Truth Social posting in which he says this is going to backfire massively on Joe Biden.
We're going to bring in Robert Barnes now, and before he gets into all his key points and my questions, you had some questions for Barnes. Roger.
Absolutely. First of all, I love the work you're doing with my friend Viva Fry. Here is my question, Robert. This seems to me ought to be all about timing. In other words, even a federal indictment that hasn't gone to trial would not present Donald Trump or prevent Donald Trump from being the Republican nominee and running a campaign for president. What do you think is the likely timing of a New York trial, a potential Georgia trial? Is there any way these, if there are federal charges, which I'm assuming there will be, trumped up, pardon the expression, federal charges against him, could any of this possibly all get to trial before the 2024 election?
With the it would depend on the judge. If the judge in New York does it by the book, then this is a case that could easily not get to trial until after the election. If, on the other hand, it's a politically motivated judge in New York, then you may see them try to rush the trial to take place long before the 2024 election. But you're going to have lots of motions to dismiss, motions on discovery, motions for misconduct. Yeah, you're going to have an unusual number of pre-trial motions in the proceedings. New York is not known for the speed of their cases progressing through. So I could easily see this case end up being in the during or after the election in terms of the trial. But if the prosecutor and the court are kind of working hand and foot together, then you may see this case. The quickest I could see it going to trial is 6 months. That'd be the quickest. Normally it'd be 18 months. So the timing of this appears to be designed to try to have the trial take place during the primaries.
Someone who's been subjected to an unconstitutional gag order while facing charges, how troubled are you by the drumbeat in the media that the judge here may gag Trump, and what would be his recourse if that were to be the case? I mean, obviously he could appeal the gag within the state courts, but if he lost at the state level, does he not have a federally constitutional right to free speech? And could he appeal that maybe to the federal courts?
Yes. So if the judge tries to issue any kind of gag order, it will be any kind of prior restraint, it will be clearly unconstitutional and outside the bail authority. We'll find out quickly what this judge is made of, because issues about bail, issues about how the appearance is handled, there's ways to handle the appearance so that Trump never goes through. You can do a booking without going into the jail at all.
Do we even know who this judge is yet?
We do not. We do not know which judge has been assigned to this case. And sometimes there's one judge assigned for the bail hearing and a different judge for the actual trial. In New York, so that they can rotate that depending on how it works. I represented Amy Cooper, so-called Central Park Karen, in a New York case recently, and there, if they do it by the book, they can do it without creating undue problems for the president. If they don't do it by the book, then they will be exposing how politically corrupted the criminal justice process is. But if there is any kind of ridiculous bail order or any kind of a ridiculous gag order on Trump, that can be appealed all the way through the New York court system, but also to the United States Supreme Court. And I think this is somewhere where the U.S. Supreme Court would get involved and prevent this from becoming a complete kangaroo court, because you can't use bogus criminal proceedings to prevent someone from being a candidate for office.
Sure. What about this issue? Is it correct that in almost all cases, a president can only give people pardons for federal crimes? So if he's convicted right before the election, could he give himself a pardon in state cases?
No, he could not. So that's where this is going to create a constitutional crisis. If state prosecutors are now going to weaponize their offices to go after the president of the United States or other federal office holders, this creates a major problem, because, you know, all of a sudden any local DA can take out the president of the United States. And it's a problem the court skipped over. They should have dealt with it in Nixon in better ways than they did. They should have dealt with it in Clinton in a better way they did. They skipped it in both cases because of the politics of those cases.
So in the time we have with both of you, let me ask you, and you're going to continue on, Barnes. Roger, from a political angle, how do they get away with this when clearly all the cards show it blows up in their face, makes Trump become even more popular, already has, I go back to false flags staging violence. That's why we need to be out against violence now. Do you have any other ways you think they can try to turn this around, or in their calculus why they thought it was okay to do this?
Well, in many ways, it's still part of the information war. Look, they knew in two impeachments that they would never get enough votes in the U.S. Senate to convict Trump. But they used the impeachments as a jumping off point to destroy or try to destroy his reputation and his political standing. A lot of this is designed at that. The real jury is the one that votes in November of 2024, and that is what they're desperately afraid of. So it is why these legal questions and the timing are so crucial to how this unfolds. Last point, and that is reporters keep trying to get me say that when I talk to the president, he's frantic, he's hysterical, he's angry, he's out of control. All those things are false, Alex. He is cool as a cucumber. He is resolved. He's feisty. His sense of humor is intact, and he is completely determined to
fight. He loves a fight. He loves a fight. He's got ice water in his veins. StoneZone.com. Roger, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Mars, we're going to break in a minute and a half, but what are you going to be covering coming up? You'll be riding a shotgun with Dershowitz. 1 minute on what's most important right now.
This is unprecedented, unparalleled territory. So uncharted territory. We are a place where the left is willing to use any power it has to derail constitutional democracy and the rule of law in America. And so, I mean, what we're facing, I mean, we've never had a situation where a former president has been indicted. We've never had a situation where the leading opponent of the incumbent administration has been indicted. This has never happened before. So this is completely unprecedented, and it probably is a bit of a weakness in our constitutional system that this wasn't addressed or resolved sooner. But I think this is just as Trump exposed the corruption of the FBI, exposed the degree of power of the deep state, exposed the nature of the George Soros and Bill Gates globalist operations just by his presence triggering their opposition publicly and exposing themselves to the public. Trump is now exposing how dangerously politically weaponized our criminal and civil justice systems really have become.
Perfectly said. That is the best summation of all the shows and all the information I've seen. Robert Barnes riding shotgun with us. And then after I leave, he'll be co-hosting Robert Barnes. I mean, Google his name. You'll find his popular podcast. We'll be right back in hour number two with Robert Barnes, myself, Alex Jones, Alan Dershowitz, and more. Stay with us.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe that we're already going into March 2023, and the world is an insane place. World War III has already started. Biden is a puppet and is dissolving our borders. There's mass censorship. James O'Keefe's been removed from Project Veritas. The list goes on and on of the bad things that are happening. But the good things that are happening is humanity is really accelerating its awakening. But those of us on the forefront are under more attack by the establishment than ever. That's why I'm counting on you to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, and to keep the broadcast on the air by getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And whether it's a final signed copy, they're almost all sold out, or the Great Reset in the War for the World, or Ultimate Bone Broth, finally back in stock after over 2 years, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. These are truly amazing products. So get your InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com and enrich your life while keeping the broadcast on the air. It is your decision on whether or not we stay on air, so please take action now at InfoWarsStore.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really excited to have undoubtedly the top legal scholar in the country joining us in the next segment, Alan Dershowitz, another great legal eagle. Robert Barnes is riding shotgun with me today. In fact, he was going to be hosting today. I have my own court stuff I have to deal with, but I'm going to push it up to right to the time I got to be in court in like an hour to talk to Alan Dershowitz about this historic event that's just unfolded. So Alan Dershowitz is coming up here with us live in 5 minutes when a couple hundred radio stations join us after this break. But Robert Barnes, give us a prelude of some of what you're going to be talking about after Dershowitz goes, but also just in general of why this is so historic, what we've just witnessed.
Well, I think as Professor Dershowitz has identified, this is all uncharted, unparalleled, unprecedented territory. This is an attempt to make something. It goes even worse than that. It's not only the just open, overt, Berea-style political weaponization of our legal criminal justice process. It does things like define something as a crime that's not a crime. It ignores statute of limitations that are meant to protect innocent individuals from wayward politically motivated prosecutors in part. It's violation of due process, and it's the most selective prosecution maybe at least in the modern history that I can remember. There have been many selective prosecutions, but this is probably the most abusive and egregious one. You have a district attorney being elected, campaigning in part on promising to indict a particular person for an unidentified crime. I mean, this is just unheard of in American history of the indictment actually occurring. You've had some people try to misuse their power in this way, abuse their privilege in this way, but very few have actually gone ahead and done it. And yet this one has. And now we're going to see, how does the justice system handle the bail process? Do they abuse it too? The Eighth Amendment exists for a reason. It says no unreasonable bail. It's supposed to be limited to conditions of release that guarantee appearance at trial, not supposed to be used to publicly shame or humiliate people, not supposed to be used to politically embarrass one's political opponents, not supposed to be used to restrict or restrain the freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of press, or right to petition one's own government. And yet we may see examples and illustrations of that here as well. So all of this is exposing the frailties of our criminal justice process that have mostly only been exposed in lower profile cases against political dissidents further outside the system. This is like the Chicago 7 trial on steroids. It's January 6th on steroids. It's taking a case that basically should not exist from a criminal proceedings, both because of who it is that's being targeted, who it is that's targeting him, but also because of the substantive nature of the claims being made, the charges being leveled, and the limitations that are supposed to be present that are not being present. So this goes right to the core of a constitutional democracy. I mean, people around the world are comparing us to a banana republic. Our global credibility has taken a substantial hit that will never fully come back. You know, we mock other countries when they try to lock up their political opponents. There was a kind of a fake documentary made on behalf of that won an Oscar for Navalny, who's a very marginal political figure in Russia. But it won the best Oscar because he had been locked, just because he'd been locked up, even though I think he got no more than like 1% of the vote ever. Here you have, what signal does it send that we're locking up the former president and leading presidential opponent of the existing incumbent, based on completely nonsensical charges that have no basis in fact, no basis in law, no basis in due process, no basis in constitutional restraint on the criminal justice process.
It's just extremely reckless. Stay there. You're going to ride shotgun with us. Alan Dersh was really excited about this interview on Twitter, Alan Dersh. And, of course, he's got the new best-selling book, Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. Number one New York Times best-selling author from Skyhorse. Can't wait to get the book. I've got one being sent to me by Skyhorse that published my book, The Great Reset and the War of the World, that went to number one for 2 months. Number one in the New York Times, but they would not list as number one, but number one on all the other systems. This is going to go to number one. Get Trump by Alan Dershowitz. Perfect timing with this book, I got to tell you. Coming up, we're back in 60 seconds, joining hundreds of radio stations. Everybody, tell your friends and family, tune in. You're going to hear from... arguably, or not arguably, the top lawyer in the United States on what's really happening. Alan Dershowitz, stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Tumor Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, well, I'm excited after many years trying to get him on the show that we've got him. I agree with him on about 90% of stuff, disagree about 10%, but nobody can deny that Alan Dershowitz is hands down America's top lawyer. He's got the new book out, Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. Alan Dershowitz, number one New York Times bestselling author. I don't need to introduce him. Everybody knows who he is. Perfect timing that he was going to be coming on soon about this book. I've been wanting to get him, and then he's here today while this is happening. Robert Barnes is riding shotgun with us as well. He'll have some questions. Alan, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody wants to hear what you have to say. You've been warning about this for a long time, so I'm going to try to give you the floor here, sir.
Well, I predicted this in my book, Get Trump. I knew that these district attorneys and attorney generals campaigned on the pledge to get Trump. These are Democratic district attorneys and attorneys general. And now they are prosecuting. Forget about the fact that he's the first former president to be prosecuted. He's the first presidential candidate to be prosecuted. And he's running against the head Democrat in the world, obviously, President Joe Biden. And when a popularly elected Democratic DA who swore to get Trump is going after the man running against essentially his boss, the chief Democrat, he better have a slam dunk, ironclad case. And I have to tell you, I haven't seen the indictment yet, but from based on what I've seen, this may be the weakest case I've seen in my 60 years of practicing law. So this is a great danger to American democracy and the rule of law. And I hope that Americans and people all over the world will read my book, Get Trump, as a way of saying to Bragg, we're holding you accountable. You may not be held accountable in New York, where everybody votes against Trump, but we're going to hold you accountable around the country, in front of bar associations, and in front of the court of public opinion, because what you've done endangers the rule of law. You know, today it's a Republican Trump. Tomorrow it could be a Democrat. Day after tomorrow, it's your Uncle Charlie and your niece, and this involves all Americans. I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted against Trump twice. I have no idea who I'll vote for this next time, but it has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with the fact that the Constitution requires a presumption of innocence. It doesn't allow targeting of people, and it, Nancy Pelosi announced today that, no, Trump has to prove himself innocent. No, not in America. In America, an indictment doesn't mean anything. It's just a piece of paper charging somebody with a president with something. But I think every American has to be very concerned about what happened yesterday.
Well, I'm not a top legal scholar like you, but studying history, this has never been done before for a reason. Why has no political party in our 240-plus year history ever done this? Why is this such a constitutional crisis, as basically every analyst is saying?
And as we know, there was a thought perhaps to go after a former president named Richard Nixon. And President Ford did the right thing. And he said, no, we don't do that in America. And he endangered his own presidential reelection by pardoning Trump, which was the right thing to do. I had dinner with President Ford some years after that, and he said that was the most important and principled thing he did during his presidency, preventing a precedent from being established that you go after former presidents criminally, even though there was very strong evidence that he had obstructed justice and paid bribes. Here, there's nothing. Here, there's nothing. Here, there's a non-disclosure agreement. Thousands of them are written every year. Nobody in history has ever then put on his corporate form, oh, the reason I paid the $130,000 was to make sure my wife and family doesn't learn about the fact that I was accused of having an adulterous affair with a porn star. Why would anybody ever pay for a non-disclosure agreement and then disclose it? So never in history has anybody been indicted for that kind of Mickey Mouse crime. And then they stitch it together with a federal felony to try to make it a felony. That's not the way criminal justice should operate. You know, Thomas Jefferson once said that for a criminal statute to be constitutional, it has to be so clear that a person who is reading it while running, could understand it clearly. Now, I'm going to read this indictment while sitting with 60 years of experience, and I can bet you that I will not understand how they could make a state felony out of a fake misdemeanor and a fake federal felony that nobody else previously wanted to prosecute.
Mr. Dershowitz, taking off your prestigious legal hat and putting on just an American, a citizen, a historian hat, why is the corrupt deep state bureaucracy doing a crazy Hail Mary like this? I mean, it'd be something if they had something to go after a former president, still be unprecedented and explosive, but to do something with basically an unloaded gun, to threaten the world with banana republic status and not even have the goods, what do you think, just as an American with your gravitas, why they're this desperate or why they're doing this?
Well, first of all, I don't think you can say they. This was a decision made by one person, obviously the elected district attorney, and he knows he can win this case in New York. Do you remember what happened to me on Martha's Vineyard? I defended President Trump in front of the United States Senate on constitutional grounds, and I lost all my friends on the vineyard. My wife lost her friends. My children lost their friends. Everybody turned against us because I had exercised my and his constitutional right to defend himself. If you just multiply that tenfold, that's what would happen to a judge in New York or a juror in New York who acquitted, who applied justice, actual justice to Donald Trump. He would never, ever again be part of New York life. He'd be ostracized.
So he's doing it because he's in his own delusional bubbles, what you're saying?
Because he knows he can win. No, he can win in New York. That's why the first thing that his lawyers have to do, Trump's lawyers have to do, is move the case out of New York, move to Staten Island, which is just across the river, but the voting demographics are very different. Move it to upstate New York. He cannot get a fair trial in New York City, and that's why Bragg went after him. Bragg doesn't want to lose this case. He doesn't care if it's reversed on appeal. He'll blame it on the judges, but he doesn't want to lose it in front of a jury, and he probably won't lose it in front of a jury, as they say. In New York, a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich, but in New York, when the name of the ham sandwich is Donald Trump, a petty jury will convict him as well. And even though he has very good lawyers, I think the likelihood that lawyers can persuade New York jurors to allow Donald Trump to walk away free and run for president and be reelected is very unlikely.
So you're saying job number one is to move it out of New York City?
That's step number one, is out of New York City. Step number two is to apply the statute of limitations. This all happened 7 years ago. And, you know, they say, well, we couldn't have indicted him over the last 7 years. A, we didn't know where he was. He was in the White House. And number two, you can't indict him if he's not in New York. Well, when do you think they indicted him? They indicted him when he was in Florida. So the fact that they indicted him when he was outside of New York means they could have indicted him any day during the seven previous years, and they didn't do it. And I think they blew the statute of limitations. Now, they will argue that, no, because he was out of New York, the statute provides that the statute of limitations tolls. But it's a nonsense argument in light of the fact that they did indict him while he was outside of New York, something they could have done for years. The reason they didn't indict him over the last 7 years, previous prosecutors looked at the case and said there's nothing to it. We're not going to indict him. Those were legitimate neutral prosecutors, and then you get a partisan political guy, and he says no, the first 2 years I said I didn't think there was a case. In fact, two of his assistants quit over that, But I don't know. Did he get calls from George Soros, from other contributors? I don't know the answer to that. But he obviously had pressure put on him.
Yeah, did he get blackmailed?
Well, I don't know anything about that. I don't know what he'd be blackmailed for. He seems like an honorable and decent man and a good lawyer, and he had a good reputation. But you know, when you're caught up in the political winds and you're in New York City where nobody has anything good to say about Donald Trump, I don't mean nobody, but people, the voters, don't. If you wear a MAGA hat in New York City, you know, you're going to get hit by a bike or you're going to get, attacked and physically attacked.
Sure, Alan Dershowitz, stay right there. We got to go to break. The book, Get Trump, available everywhere, Skyhorse Publishing. We're going to come back. But I think you misunderstood me. I was getting to your point earlier of they can try this in New York, but the court of public opinion's against them. I was asking in general, I understand the pressure in New York, why they're not thinking outside of just Manhattan that you brought up when you first came on. I mean, the fact that this is going to make Trump explode in popularity, then I guess we're just guessing at why they would do something so reckless. Alan Dershowitz, our guest. Riding Shotgun is Robert Barnes. I'm Alex Jones. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. This is historic. This is important.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
I'm a huge believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell, New World Order. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year, that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself. Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never fund the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our fizzy magnesium and our sleep aid and our nitric oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, live Friday edition. We have the top lawyer in the country, hands down, Alan Dershowitz, with a new book, Get Trump, Skyhorse Publishing. And Robert Barnes is riding shotgun with us, another successful, well-known lawyer who's going to have some of his own questions as well. So you heard my point earlier, but I don't want to belabor that. All I'm getting at is we're seeing a massive backlash, and we know the feds, going to your point, did not indict Trump on these same, as you say, non-issue Mickey Mouse garbage. And so I guess I'm trying to just read minds here, but I just don't see how such an obviously explosive decision was made for the first time in U.S. history. And I think we can probably chalk it up just to the bubble that that he's in New York City. But how do you see this as a citizen unfolding? And then I'd like you to get into all the other facets you'd like to, Mr. Dershowitz.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily just the bubble. I think he wants to be reelected. He made a promise. He promised he would get Trump. And if he doesn't get Trump, he loses his reelection. He has gotten contributions. We know reportedly he got $500,000 from George Soros. And whether he got a call from Soros or just anticipated that Soros might cut back on his contributions if he doesn't do it, this can't be based on objective legal standards. Nobody else would ever be indicted for these kinds of absurd non-crimes. So plainly, he succumbed to pressure. He was pressured by his two former assistant district attorneys, one of whom wrote a book saying that they ought to go after Trump. But he resisted that pressure initially, and then he succumbed to it. So I don't know whether he got pressured from other people as well, but this is not a righteous, objective, neutral application of the law and the facts. This is something very different. Keep an open mind until you see the indictment. Remember, the indictment hasn't been leaked. The fact of the indictment has been leaked. And by the way, the district attorney Bragg should be investigating who leaked it. It's in his building. It's under his nose. It's in his watch. And is he investigating who made the leak? A leak in New York by grand jurors or by members of Bragg's staff constitutes a Class E felony subject to a year to 5 years in prison. So I think it's important to know whether Bragg is, in fact, investigating this leak.
Wow. Again, you're the legal scholar. I'd like you to go wherever you, want here. But just briefly bringing in Barnes here, we'll be interviewing you coming up in the next few segments. Robert, you got Alan Dershowitz here with the case of the, not the century. This is the case, I mean, in U.S. history. Everybody's admitting it. What should I be asking Dershowitz? I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, Professor. Can you describe for people, I know the courts have sadly not meaningfully enforced it in my view, but that there is a limit on prosecutorial discretion in the Constitution, colloquially known as selective prosecution under the First Amendment, enforceable through the 14th Amendment against the states. Do you think President Trump has a grounds to bring a motion to dismiss for selective prosecution? And can you explain to folks out there what that is and what that entails, and that our Constitution does, in fact, have limits on this kind of excess of prosecutorial discretion?
Oh, there's no question that there are constitutional limits. Selective prosecution is a hard case to make. This one is so obvious that any court should see through it. Nobody has ever been prosecuted or will ever be prosecuted in the future for doing anything like this if the indictment is what we think it is. We're not absolutely positive. So we have to wait and see. There are also other limitations, ethical limitations. For example, a prosecutor can't put a witness on the stand who he knows or reasonably suspects may be lying. And Michael Cohen, my God, is there, if the word liar appears in the dictionary, Michael Cohen's picture is, I mean, he's the man who's lied to his lawyers, lied to the federal authorities, lied to state authorities. And I'll tell you a recent, interesting vignette involving me. So his lawyers have now said, oh yeah, he was a liar in the past. He lied to everybody, but suddenly God has come down to him, lightning has struck. And he's suddenly turned into a complete truth teller. Well, 2 days ago, he did a tweet about me, which constituted a defamatory lie. He suggested that I was on Jeffrey Epstein's island with underage girls. Obviously, that never happened. The one person who accused me is now recanted and basically said she may have mistaken me for somebody else. Nobody has ever accused me, even she. Never accused me of being on Epstein's island.
Well, you're not on the flight logs, and no one has ever said they saw you other than one person that reads. Yeah.
But Michael Cohen decided to lie about me, and I'm going to sue him. And so this will be something that can be used in cross-examining.
Oh, I'm Michael sorry to interrupt. Cohen. Start over. You're going to sue Michael Cohen. Now, that's big news. Yeah, please tell us.
For defamation. And then the question that if he takes the witness stand, he'll be asked, you say you started telling the truth, but you just lied about Alan Dershowitz. You know he wasn't on Epstein's Island. You know he's never had sex with an underage girl. You just got mad at him because he called you a liar. So you made up a story about him. So you're still lying, right? How is he going to get around that? So I don't think that Bragg can really put Michael Cohen on the witness stand. If he does, he really subjects his bar card to some kind of a sanction. Lawyers have to only put witnesses on the stand who they honestly believe are going to tell the truth. That's part of the sacred obligation of a lawyer, something I've complied with for 60 years. Sometimes my clients don't like it when I say, no, I'm not putting you on the witness stand. I cannot credibly believe that you're necessarily going to tell the whole truth. And so Bragg has to be applying an even higher standard as a prosecutor. So he has really two alternatives. One, he can risk his bar card by putting Cohen on the witness stand, which would be a mistake. Or he could try to make the case around Cohen. Use people other than Cohen to try to prove what Cohen would otherwise approve. He may try to do that, but I suspect Cohen will be called as a witness, will be devastated on cross-examination, and then there'll be questions about Bragg's ethics.
Wow. Barnes, that was a great question. Give us another one.
Yeah, in the same capacity, you've mentioned that, you know, there are limitations on a grand jury, even though the U.S. Supreme Court, in my view, has watered those down. But one of them that yes. still exists is a prosecutor cannot knowingly suborn perjury or things like that. Do you think there's the possibility that perjured testimony may have occurred in front of this grand jury, including by Cohen?
I do think so, and I think it was also suppression of evidence. Remember that Costello was not called as a witness. Costello, who was Cohen's lawyer, he was not called as a witness. Obviously, Bragg wanted to keep him from the jury, but he volunteered, and he essentially burst into the grand jury room and said, you're going to have to listen to me. And then he testified that the hundreds of emails that he had sent to the DA to show to the grand jury were never shown to the grand jury. So I think there'll be a motion as well for suppression of exculpatory evidence in front of the grand jury, and we'll see whether or not there's also suppression of evidence under the Brady principle that should have been turned over and should be turned over to the defense. This is only the beginning of what will be, as you say, a very monumental case. When I think of the cases in American history, and I've written a book about that, America on Trial, going through all the great cases in American history, this comes close to the trial of Aaron Burr, the former vice president of the United States who was put on trial by Jefferson for treason and defended himself, mostly himself he defended. And
hold on, Alan Dershowitz, longer segment coming up. We're going to come right back with you and Robert Barnes. I want to hear about the Burr case. Is this the biggest case ever? And we'll also just talk about in general the timing. Roger Stone was asking earlier if I would ask you and Barnes about the timing of how this goes, the election. Can Trump pardon himself? Obviously not. It's a local case. So how do you see that unfolding? We'll be right back with Alan Dershowitz.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You're one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny. The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great physio magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, a very dangerous time for our republic. We've seen throughout history similar behavior. We see the third world constantly engaged in this type of behavior. Alan Dershowitz, top lawyer, hands down in the country. Another great lawyer, Robert Barnes, riding shotgun with amazing questions. The book, Get Trump, Alan Dershowitz, number one New York Times bestselling author. The threat to civil liberties, due process, and our constitutional rule of law. I want him to speak more to that. Finish up because he got interrupted by the break on Burr and those trials and where he sees this going. And more on the fact he's going to sue somebody who's the star witness against Trump. I want to get more on that because that's a big news-making item. Please don't forget, we're listener-supported. We're not funded by big money. We're funded by you. This book, signed or unsigned, is available. Infowarsstore.com, The Great Reset, and The War for the World, and the fun shirt, Alex Jones for President. I'm not really running, but that's how we keep this independent media operation on the air, is with fun T-shirts. So I'm going to hand the baton now to Robert Barnes and Alan Dershowitz. Alan, would you like to get back to the whole Burr trial that you got cut off on?
Yeah, but I just want to mention one thing about T-shirts. President Trump called me the other day just to tell me that he was going to endorse Get Trump, that he thought it was a great book, that he hopes someday I'll vote for him. And I told him, look, I'll give you one bit of advice. Invest in a T-shirt company, because once you have a mugshot, your mugshot will go on every T-shirt, and it will sell more than anything since Frank Sinatra's mugshot. And it will be used probably as a campaign poster. And so that mugshot will become world famous. And I asked him if he would send me a, you know, signed copy of it for my, as you see in the back, my back wall. I have lots of fun things posted. And so getting his mugshot will be interesting too.
That is a great idea. I need to hire you as my chief marketer. I didn't even, that is, now that I think of it, that's the common sense, but that's a great idea.
Yeah. Getting back to Burr for a second, you know, Burr, as you know, killed Hamilton in a duel. But he wasn't prosecuted for that. He was actually sitting vice president when that happened. But he was prosecuted years later for treason. He tried to get a verdict of not guilty. The jury returned a verdict of not proven using the Scottish system. He objected to that. And the judge, who was John Marshall, the great Chief Justice of the United States, said, no, you're going to have to be satisfied with the verdict of not proven. But that trial, and then I would say some of the McCarthy trials, some of the civil rights trials, are the greatest trials in American history, the Rosenberg trial. There are so many. This is going to rank among them if it ever gets to trial. It's a strong possibility. It won't get the trial. It'll be dismissed on statute of limitations or other grounds. But, you know, it might get the trial. And if it gets the trial in Manhattan, he probably will be convicted. And then it'll have to go up to appellate courts. And appellate judges in New York are also elected. And so it may have to wait to get into the federal courts and up to the Supreme Court. But my prediction is in the end, if the indictment is what we think it is, it will not survive.
There has been some talk, Professor, about the possibility of issuing a gag order. That I see this as misuse of bail authority, a violation of First Amendment principles. Can you just tell people why there's constitutional limits on such a gag order, why it should not apply here, and what's the risk that the political pressure in New York leads a judge to issue that kind of gag order?
It's possible. Gag orders like this have been issued in the past. They are, in my view, unconstitutional. We have to take seriously the notion that every American is presumed innocent unless and until they're found guilty by a jury. And innocent people can't be denied their First Amendment rights. By the way, it's not only Trump's First Amendment rights. It's the First Amendment right of everybody to listen to what Trump has had to say. And there are millions of people out there who want to hear him say what he has to say. And so I don't think it would be constitutional to impose a gag order or a travel restriction if he's running for president. But, you know, judges have a lot of discretion, and a lot of judges have made a lot of mistakes about bail conditions. And so I hope that when a judge makes the decision, he'll think more about the Constitution than about what his friends will say about his decision.
In the context of Michael Cohen, for a witness who has the, as you note, the extraordinarily poor track record that he does, in making contradictory statements, by his own admission, a self-confessed fraudster, by his own admission, a self-confessed liar, by obvious implication, a perjurer. If you were defending the president, how much would you make the reliability or lack thereof of Michael Cohen a key part of the trial strategy?
Oh, it's a very key part of the strategy. When prosecutors put on witnesses that lie and that lie to the jury, juries see through that and don't like it. Look, people credit me and others for winning the O.J. Simpson case. We didn't win the O.J. Simpson case. The prosecutors lost the O.J. Simpson case by putting on lying witnesses, by putting on police officers who tampered with the evidence. The jurors told us that afterward. And so the greatest gift to Donald Trump would be Michael Cohen, the gift that keeps on giving. And so if I'm a smart prosecutor, I don't go near Michael Cohen, but, you know, then the juries will wonder, we're seeing the play Hamlet. Where's the prince? We don't see Hamlet. He's the central character in this thing, and he's not testifying. And so they're going to have to try to explain that. This is not going to be an easy case on the merits for Bragg. It may be an easy case because it's in, if it's held in Manhattan. If it's held anywhere else, I think it'll be a hard case for him.
Now, do you think that people have a right, of course, to an impartial jury? As you note, that's a very difficult thing to come by in New York City if your name is President Donald John Trump. What can you remind people, what are your constitutional rights, and what would a good judge do to try to find an impartial jury in Manhattan?
Well, I think it would be an impossible task, but he'd have to give the defense enormous amount of leeway in questioning jurors. And, you know, let's assume you could get 12 jurors who never heard of Donald Trump. What kind of people would they be if they never heard of Donald Trump? Or 12 people who say they have no opinion on Donald Trump. There's one word for that, and that's liars. A lot of potential jurors lie because they want to get on the jury. Everybody wants to be on the jury in the most historic case in modern American history. So you're going to get a lot of people lying about a lot of things in order to get on the jury. I have to tell you, I think it's an impossible job to try to get a fair jury in Manhattan. And I would hope that judges would see that. Now, the motion to get a change of venue is sometimes appealable if that's denied. So it might get to a court of appeals fairly quickly, and a court of appeals might send the case to a different borough or to upstate New York. But we'll see if judges have the courage to do the right thing here. The right thing is to get the case out of Manhattan.
And what do you think, I don't know if you saw recently the federal civil trial that's coming up in New York, where we'll get to see sort of a quick glimpse at what New York justice might look like if you're named Donald Trump. The court has ordered an anonymous jury. I've always been a little concerned about anonymous juries because it can create at least the impression of secret justice. The average person doesn't get to crowdsource information that, as in the Roger Stone case, we found out one of the jurors really had not been fully forthcoming during the process. Ghislaine Maxwell's case raised some issues about that as well. What do you think about the possibility of an anonymous jury in the criminal case concerning Donald Trump?
There's no such thing. Anonymous juries are only anonymous during the trial. Their names then get revealed afterward, and their names get leaked. So I don't think an anonymous jury protects. An anonymous jury also sends a message to the jurors, you got something to be worried about. And it reaffirms the notion that if people knew you were on the jury, they might take it out on you, either physically or psychologically, emotionally, or in friendship ways. So I don't think an anonymous jury provides much protection. It may provide a little bit of protection. They also may try to get a sequestered jury. But in this case, everybody already knows everything. So sequestering them during the trial won't really provide the kind of fairness that is required to have a fair trial. I just don't think it's possible to have a fair trial. People are going to render verdicts and judgments based on their voting patterns that they want to see Trump be president. If they don't want to see Trump be president, if they like his presidency in the past, they don't like it. That's not the basis for which justice is supposed to be done.
We'll be right back with Professor Dershowitz discussing this unprecedented case of the Trump indictment. His book, Get Trump, which unfortunately predicted and previewed much of the legal horrors we're witnessing. We'll discuss that and more right after the break.
I'm a huge believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punish.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell, New World Order.
InfoWars. Tomorrow.
Coast News today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes here, guest hosting with the one and only, the inimitable Professor Alan Dershowitz, the greatest living constitutional lawyer in our time on matters of criminal law, civil law, and political arena as well, has managed to cover all three in his lifetime. A rare someone that I would like to emulate over my legal career if I get the good fortune to do so. Professor Dershowitz, what about the timing? In other words, there's a right to the public has a right to a speedy trial. Trump has a right to a speedy trial, but it may not be in the interest of justice to have a too speedy trial in this case. What do you think the timing is if the case actually ultimately proceeds to a jury trial, if it gets past motions to dismiss, and things of that nature? What do you think the timing will be of an actual jury trial in this case?
Hard to believe that there could be a jury trial in this case in this calendar year. I would think that it will occur during the election year, which will make things even more difficult. But the timing was up to Bragg. I think the speedy trial and statute of limitations issues have already expired. I mean, these events occurred 7 years ago. Can he get a fair trial based on the passage of time? And don't statutes of limitations have to be enforced fairly. But I do think that with motions, with possible appeals that could be made of motions, that we're probably thinking about 2024.
In terms of the issues concerning the political weaponization and selective prosecution, does this potentially open the door to Republican prosecutors in, say, some small county somewhere in the country deciding, well, we'll indict Hillary Clinton now. We'll indict, you know, we'll find something to indict Barack Obama on. We'll indict Hunter Biden. We'll indict Joe Biden. What is the risk of that door has now been opened by this prosecution?
Oh, I think the risk is considerable. In America, we have seen over and over again tit-for-tat politics. And anything the Democrats do, the Republicans do, and vice versa. And I do think that we will see more political charges, and we'll see the bar reduced. It used to be the case that you understand that if a person is running for office, you must have a very high bar to prosecute. It has to be a clear case. This, if the indictment is what we think it is, will have violated that rule and lowered the bar. And that lowering of the bar will apply to Republicans, to Democrats, and for everybody. And this is a case that endangers all of our freedoms. If you can bring a criminal case on the basis of this kind of flimsy evidence and law, that means nobody is safe. Justice Jackson once said, excuse me, that any prosecutor can rummage through the statute books and find something to pin on somebody. And that's not the way American law should apply. And that rule, too, has been violated by yesterday's actions.
Yeah, it very much feels like a Beria prosecution. Show me the man and I'll find you the crime. One thing that's always stood out to me throughout this process is you identify in your book Get Trump and have talked about being problematic from the get-go is usually sometimes when you have a high-profile political person saying they're going to go after somebody, it's for something that's already happened in a clear criminal context, like, oh, I'm going to go prosecute Enron or I'm going to go prosecute the white collar or whatever. Rare do you see, I'm going to go prosecute that guy. I'm not sure on what yet, but I'm just going to go get that guy. You know, the old famous Beria statement to Stalin, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. To what degree does this raise issues of due process? That if we see the indictment and we see laws being applied in ways that could not have been really on fair notice of most people, as you pointed out very articulately at the beginning, non-disclosure agreements are done all the time. Nobody puts them in their public disclosure later or their internal documents. Oh, by the way, here's my hush money payment. I mean, it defeats the whole purpose of a non-disclosure agreement. Now, all of a sudden, all those people could be criminally prosecuted all across America. How much is there an issue of fair notice and due process that might come up in these proceedings as well?
Well, there's no question. There is an issue of fair notice. There is an issue of what the law calls lenity. When you have ambiguous statutes, they have to be resolved in favor of the defendant. It all goes into the concept of targeting, of get Trump, of due process violations of selective prosecution. All of these will be raised. Some of them are harder than others to get a judicial relief on them, but they are all part of also the court of public opinion. For example, the governments can argue the statute of limitations didn't get told because he was out of the state, meaning you couldn't indict him if he was in Washington, D.C., but they indicted him when he was out of the state. So that gives the lie to the notion that they couldn't have indicted him any day over the past 7 years. And statute of limitations of misdemeanors, 2 years, felony, 5 years. Those are long expired. Why didn't they indict him while he was outside of the state or even while he was in the state, which he came to from time to time? And the reason is obvious. Prosecutors looked at the case and they said there's nothing here. And so they didn't indict him, and now they decided to change that 7 years later. That should not survive a statute of limitations scrutiny, but it might, because the New York Court of Appeals had a weird, weird decision about how you count the days being out of the state. But I don't think that's consistent with what the statute of limitations, which was enacted by the legislature, had in mind.
And can you explain for folks that the statute of limitations isn't just like some little procedural aspect? Sometimes we hear, you know, technicalities and people use that excuse for how criminal defendants escape as they view justice. In fact, these are constitutional rights and liberties meant to impose fair notice is a critical component of what statute of limitations is all about. And that the rule of lenity, as you mentioned, is about protecting against the defendant being wrongfully prosecuted in a way they couldn't fairly anticipate and how we interpret the laws. Could you remind folks that, you know, what other people call technicalities are the core to constitutional liberty in America?
Well, my life has been a life of trying to impose what other people think are technicalities and I think are the essence of what makes America, the greatest democracy in the world, that we have rules of law, and those rules of law have to be enforced fairly and equally. And statutes of limitations are part of them. Look, we're seeing a challenge to statute of limitations. The Me Too movement got many states to eliminate statutes of limitations for rape and other sexual crimes. And that has created major problems because memories disappear, witnesses disappear. And statutes of limitations have to be taken seriously. And I don't think any crime other than perhaps murder should be prosecuted beyond a certain period of time, 5 years, something like that. But they certainly shouldn't be extended after the statute of limitations has expired. The Supreme Court has said that would be unconstitutional. So there is a constitutional dimension to statute of limitations.
Have you been surprised? I've been surprised to some degree at many of my friends on the left, in particular, but not limited to it, within the legal world, have, in my view, abandoned a lot of their principles, either because of political pressure or because of just like Trump derangement syndrome and the rest. Have you been surprised at seeing that? And are you, while you predicted it in Get Trump and forecast this is where the world was going, are you still surprised that we're actually here? We're to this point.
I am. I'm disappointed. In my previous book, The Price of Principle, I talked about how so many civil libertarians, people like my former colleague Lawrence Tribe, and the ACLU are prepared to give up on the Constitution in order to get Trump. And I've had people say that to me. We're prepared to do anything, distort any constitutional provision, ignore any rule of law if we can get Trump. And that's why the subtitle for my book, Get Trump, is The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. It's not only a threat to Trump. It's not only a threat to people who get indicted. It's a threat to have the rule of law subordinated to the preference of politics. And I think we're seeing more and more and more of that. There's less respect for the Constitution. And people on the hard left, particularly in the woke movement, have said over and over again, we don't care about freedom of speech. We don't care about due process. We know the truth. We know if you're a man who's been accused by a woman, you have to be guilty. What do you need a trial for? What do you need due process? We know if you're somebody who makes statements that are sexist or racist, there's no room for that under our First Amendment. We don't need to hear your point of view. That's what happened in Stanford when a group of people from the National Lawyers Guild organized an attempt to try to shut down and silence a federal judge whose views they disagreed with. National Lawyers Guild is going to do that all over the country at 100 law schools where they have organizations. And so we have to fight back for every one of our amendments. Look, if I were writing the Bill of Rights, I might not put the Second Amendment in, certainly not in the ambiguous terms that it's there today, but it's there. And we have to fight to preserve it, just like we have to fight to preserve the Fifth Amendment and the First Amendment. That's the basis of our democracy. The Bill of Rights is a constraint on majority rule, and we have to keep that viable. And we're not doing that. We're allowing partisan political preferences to prevail over the Constitution.
Thanks for being with us, Professor. I've read many of his books. I have most of them in my library. I recommend Get Trump because it's about bigger, and as he articulates well, beyond Trump himself. It's about our rule of law. It's about America. So we'll be right back after the break. Thanks, Professor Dershowitz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory, and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year, that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential, but read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, it's Wild Card Friday on the Alex Jones Show. You've had Alex Jones, you've had Roger Stone, you've had Robert Barnes, you've had Alan Dershowitz, and now Owen Schroyer and Robert Barnes, and everybody talking about the Trump indictments today. But looking beyond Trump, as we have been here, Bob, the headline from townhall.com, the left's get Trump obsession now threatens the future of our country. And, you know, this can be applied, I think, towards so many different realms, whether it's the realm of censorship, whether it's the realm of political persecution, whether it's the realm of virtue signaling to stop climate change by shutting off our energy. When are we going to realize that all the policies, that all the politics of the left are going to destroy not just the future of America, but the future of the planet? This is just one example. What they'll do to Trump, they'll do to anybody. And so how do we get America to understand that the modern day left is indeed an existential threat to humanity, to civilization as we know it?
Well, we have some breaking news on that front. It appears, according to President Trump, that we now know what judge has been assigned the case. It appears there's been manipulation of the judicial assignment process. And one way that works is they claim that a case is related to another case. And it appears that the prosecutor has kind of helped manipulate the process or the court or both to get Judge Marchand assigned to the case, according to President Trump. And as President Trump notes, Judge Marchand has showed a bias, a lack of impartiality, a lack of respect, in my view, for his duty and obligation to be a true neutral in a criminal case in prior cases concerning the Trump Organization. And so it looks like they're manipulating the criminal process already in New York to get a politically biased judge assigned to the Trump case. And the risk there is that he tries to rush the trial proceedings. He tries to misuse bail to limit President Trump's ability to travel in support of his campaign or to raise funds for his campaign, may even try to issue a gag order on him to try to prohibit and prevent him from speaking either about the case or about a bunch of other topics. So you have one of the more politically problematic jurists somehow apparently assigned the case. It doesn't appear to me to be truly random assignment. That appears to me they probably manipulated it through something called related case rules, where you pretend one case is related to another case so you can get the judge you want. And the person who does that is typically the prosecutor. They did this, by the way, against Roger Stone. They listed the Manafort case and as somehow being related in part to the Stone case and got Stone in front of the same judge that Manafort had. And that was the judge that had been illegally restraining his ability to raise funds for his defense, illegally gagging his speech, illegally preventing his travel. In the case of Paul Manafort, helped orchestrate the prosecution of Paul Manafort.
Of course, and you're talking about Judge Amy Berman Jackson, which ironically enough was the judge that said, which should be used in Trump's case with the documents and maybe Biden's case, the judge that said, if you're the president of the United States, there is no such thing as classified documents. You can take whatever you want. When Bill Clinton got caught with the documents, she was the judge that set that precedent. Now, that precedent doesn't apply to vice presidents. You know where I'm going with that. But the point that you're making here is that we're talking about a rigged
judicial system, something that's supposed to be, I mean, you could argue the backbone of our free civilization is justice, actual justice, fair and equal justice. And now we're talking about the Democrats completely rigging the entire process of all the different levels of checks and balances. They're rigging every single aspect of it.
I mean, they rigged it by having a New York prosecutor even involved in this case. For example, the money was paid to someone that isn't in New York. The issues concerned a national campaign. There's nothing about this that really is New York. There's no victim in New York that they can identify. And so why is New York prosecuting? So everything about this case has already been rigged, and it looks like they're going to continue to try to rig it against the president. And as you know, if our courts don't enforce the Constitution, then we don't have an enforced Constitution. So these are serious concerns.
Meanwhile, Stormy Daniels is going on a merchandise selling tour. I mean, that's how clown world this has gotten.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. Have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's Infowars.com on the back. Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is a exclusive shirt to Infowarsstore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts. And you will have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you will be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. That's no, it can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Now, if you're just joining us, we've got Robert Barnes on air with us here on the Alex Jones Show. Some developments in the Trump indictment. Trump says Judge Mershon hates him and was handpicked by Alvin Bragg. And Bob Barnes was breaking down this phenomenon on the other side. Manhattan DA wanted Trump arrested today, but ex-president's team said no. Now, I want to... We've looked at all the angles of this, but let's consider the fact that clearly they have done a lot of groundwork here. This is not something that's been thrown together willy-nilly, from the judge to trying to get him arrested tomorrow, 34 counts, and the fact that they know this is the weakest case, so weak that even the feds wouldn't take it. I mean, statute of limitation, signed document. Stormy Daniels said she never took hush money from Trump, never slept with Trump. Signed document from Michael Cohen said he was the one that paid Stormy Daniels, not Donald Trump. Plus, it is going to be impossible to prove that he did this for a campaign issue and not to save his marriage. I mean, the list goes on and on. But, okay, considering the political landscape and climate that we're in right now, I mean, do you think this is their big move to get Trump? I mean, obviously, Bragg is not acting unilaterally here. He did make a campaign promise to get Trump, and so he's delivered on that, as scary as that is. But, I mean, is this really their big move to get Trump? Do you think they really think this is going to bring down Trump? Or is this just like some pesky Looney Tune Democrat gone rogue that isn't thinking about the larger political ramifications?
No, my view is this is the deep state's effort to take Trump out. And I said so a couple of months ago when this case got resuscitated, because it's important to note that, as Professor Dershowitz mentioned, this same prosecutor rejected this case a year ago. So they knew they didn't have good legal grounds to pursue this case. So why did it come back to New York? Well, first of all, the Mar-a-Lago case blew up. As you noted, Judge Jackson, a Democratic liberal judge, had said the president can declassify anything he wants anytime he wants, and that can't be a violation of the law for him to have documents that he can declassify anytime he wants. I mean, unlike President Clinton, who had his documents stored in his sock drawer, Trump actually had them in a secure SCIF facility. So he declassify anytime, anything while he was president, which he himself has acknowledged he did. So the fact they had labels on it means nothing. That means they were once classified, not that they were still classified. So the Mar-a-Lago case completely blew up when some white hat within the FBI disclosed that Biden had committed actual crimes while he was senator and vice president, and that Pence himself had issues and so forth. And so they know the Mar-a-Lago case is DOA. They would have to likely bring that case in Florida. They don't want to do that. They could try to bring it in the District of Columbia, but that has its own political problems. The January 6th cases have gone nowhere against Trump. And so they never could get anybody to flip and come up with some bogus fake story about Trump somehow orchestrating it. And then, in fact, we now know is the Capitol Police and the FBI who are actually, and their infiltrators and informants who are actually organizing it and orchestrating it, as has come out in the recent Proud Boys trial in D.C. And so, then they got Georgia. Two problems with Georgia. One, they got a complete nut job, an actual living witch, who was the head of the grand jury, who was so loony that even Anderson Cooper said she's embarrassing. And the other problem they have in Georgia is, of course, you know, the governor is a Republican. So there's ways in which that case could be set aside, pardons issued, so on and so forth. So that's why they went back to New York. When Mar-a-Lago case blew up, they went back to New York. There's been a quid pro quo to DeSantis that they would get DeSantis to run and challenge Trump. But the only way he would do so is if he was convinced that Trump was going to be taken out politically by a criminal indictment. So they had to bring forth the indictment to get DeSantis to run. Now, DeSantis has been deceived into running, but that ship has sailed. It's not a coincidence. On the day of the announcement of the indictment, DeSantis puts in proposals to the Florida legislature to allow him to run for president. So it literally happened right after. So you can tell with the timing. Leaks from Politico and New York Times and elsewhere about this being a public discussion amongst New York donors. So this was the deep state's effort to get DeSantis to run. This is the deep state's effort, in their view, to take Trump out. If you like Drudge, you know, as we know, Matt Drudge sold Drudge Report several years ago. The people who run Drudge now are the political establishment. They yesterday were bragging on the front page of their Drudge Report that they, on a fake poll that said nobody would trust Trump anymore or vote for him if he got indicted. That's completely nonsense. We'll see otherwise. But this is what they believe. They believe they can get DeSantis to run by indicting Trump, and they believe they can get Trump defeated in either the primary or the general election by indicting him. That's what they really believe. Now, it looks like even worse, they're going to weaponize the process. I mean, here, as we'll discuss a little bit later, this is a case where Trump is legally innocent, factually innocent, and constitutionally innocent. Yet they're prosecuting him anyway. Watch for them to try to misuse and abuse all the other powers of the criminal justice process about how they do the entire criminal processing of Trump, how they arrest him. Do they put him in the jail? Do they do a mugshot? Do they try to perp walk him? Secondly, do they abuse the bail authority? Do they use the bail authority to say he can't raise funds? Do they say he can't speak out on his own behalf? Do they issue a gag order? Do they issue a financial restraint order? Do they issue a travel restraint order, try to prohibit him from being able to travel in support of his 24? Do they ban his international travel? Do they try to limit his domestic travel? So watch for these things. Do they try to fast track the trial? Do they try to hide exculpatory evidence? Do they try to put on perjured testimony? If they have a judge that is their hand-picked judge, which according to President Trump, it appears that is precisely what happened, then what you have is a completely rigged case, a case with a rigged prosecutor, a case of a rigged witnesses, a case of a rigged grand jury. And then if you rig the judge, then you can rig the jury trial itself. So look for them to weaponize everything they can because they're that terrified of Trump. They're that terrified that if Trump gets reelected, the American people will finally have an effort, a man committed to dismantling the deep state, who realizes his only mistake in the first term was not dismantling the deep state. He's learned the lesson that Huey Long learned years ago, where he said, I tried to negotiate with him, and now I learned that you got to crush him. Trump has said so publicly, said this next election, either the deep state wins and America dies, or America wins and the deep state dies. This is the deep state's last gasp, Empire Strikes Back effort to remove President Trump from meaningful office in 2025.
And just in case anybody out there was confused, the Georgia grand jury four person was literally a witch. It was this crazy dingbat woman. They put her on CNN, MSNBC, and she was acting out of her mind, deranged. And then people went out and found her social media, and she literally sends out witchcraft and spells and stuff like that. So people, in case you were wondering, what does he talk about? A witch on a four and a four woman on a jury, literally out of Georgia. That's what was going on. Why would they?
It's what happens when, you know, Trump calls it a witch hunt. It's what happens when witches are actually leading the hunt.
I mean, they say that. This is Politico's headline. Trump seems to be the victim of a witch hunt. So what? So what? Again, I go back. The left's get Trump obsession now threatens the future of the country. They say, so what? Hey, you guys are threatening the future of the country. So what? Hey, you guys are committing crimes. So what? Hey, you guys are abusing children. So what? Hey, the vaccines are killing people. So what? Hey, the masks don't work. So what? Hey, the border's open. So what? Hey, record fentanyl deaths. So what? I mean, I think you get the point. I could go on forever. But what does it mean?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
What does it mean that Bragg wanted him arrested today? Like, what was they expecting? Trump to fly up there on a jet and walk up to the courtroom to be arraigned?
Yeah. I mean, my guess is what Trump, what he wants to do is likely he wants to perp walk him. He wants to do the whole media show. He wants, which is not supposed to happen in a high profile case like this.
I was going to say, does Bragg know that Donald Trump used to be the president? Is he aware of that? Has anybody told Bragg that? He might not know that.
And Bragg is again someone who just a year ago said he wasn't going to pursue the case because there wasn't good legal grounds to bring it. So clearly the deep state used all of their pressure points. This is a guy who took a lot of money from George Soros, a key Democratic congressman that was orchestrating Trump's impeachment, that was key as a key deep state ally, has been negotiating with him as reported by Paul Spiri today to try to make sure this happens. This is, don't be deceived, this isn't a New York indictment, this is a deep state indictment. But in the end, the indictment will be of the deep state itself.
All right, so let's talk about what this might look like. Are they going to arrest him? Are they going to cuff him? Is he going to sit in a jail cell? What is Secret Service going to have to say about this? It's all kinds of messy. We'll be right back.
I'm a huge believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming. And when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punish.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell, New World Order.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
It's hard to believe that we're already going into March 2023. And the world is an insane place. World War III has already started. Biden is a puppet and is dissolving our borders. There's mass censorship. James O'Keefe's been removed from Project Veritas. The list goes on and on of the bad things that are happening. But the good things that are happening is humanity is really accelerating its awakening. But those of us on the forefront are under more attack by the establishment than ever. That's why I'm counting on you to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, and to keep the broadcast on the air by getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And whether it's a final signed copy, they're almost all sold out, or the Great Reset and the War for the World, or Ultimate Bone Broth, finally back in stock after over 2 years, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. These are truly amazing products. So get your InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com and enrich your life while keeping the broadcast on the air. It is your decision on whether or not we stay on air, so please take action now at InfoWarsStore. Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Sources say Democratic Representative Daniel Goldman of Manhattan, who prosecuted the first Trump impeachment and has been bragging to reporters about sabotaging GOP investigations of the Bidens, has privately consulted with Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg about indicting Trump. I mean, this Democrat Party is just a hive of scum and villainy. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable at this point. And it just goes on, and I want to get into the situation, what Robert Barnes thinks is going to happen. Are they going to arrest him? Are they going to cuff him? Is he going to spend some time in jail? Because Secret Service is not going to allow that. So, I mean, how do you see, this is like a standoff. I mean, how does Secret Service let Donald Trump go out of, I mean, this isn't the right word, but I'm for lack of a better term, how does Secret Service let Donald Trump out of their custody, or protection rather, and put him into a jail cell in a corrupt district where, I mean, who knows? He could get Epstein'd in that cell. I'll say it. They'll put Trump in a jail cell and they'll send someone in there to kill him. I'll say it. You don't think Secret Service is thinking about that? What do you think, Barnes?
Well, just as a practical matter, that risk exists, when you put anybody inside a jail, period. No less New York jails. After all, it was a New York jail where Epstein did end up dead. As I like to say, one of the eternal truths, Epstein didn't, Epstein himself. But so I think that they have great concerns. And again, this is something that the Secret Service has no training for because it's never happened before. No president has ever been arrested, period, ever, at any time. So the idea that this could even come about, least of all, a leading presidential contender for the next presidency. I mean, that's what's incredibly unique here. It's not only locking up the former president, it's locking up the opposition to the leading opposition to the incumbent president. I mean, it's extraordinary. So the Secret Service has certain protocols. They're going to have to negotiate. The New York prosecutor's office is going to have to negotiate because Trump no longer lives in New York. They couldn't just raid his house, raid his home, raid his business. They couldn't, and drag him out. They couldn't do that because he's not inside the state of New York. New York's jurisdiction ends at its borders. And while DeSantis could have said a lot more a lot earlier, he confirmed yesterday, at least, that the state of Florida will not help at all in any extradition proceedings with New York, given the constitutional questions surrounding this selective prosecution and legally dubious charges being brought against the president. So because of the Secret Service role, because Trump is not inside New York, because Florida won't even help in the process, that effectively puts New York in a position where they are at the whim of President Trump in terms of the terms and conditions of his surrender. So hopefully that they will negotiate that in such a way that we do not get some crazy perp walk. We don't get him put in jail. But we're going to find out because it appears that they're rigging the judicial system and how which judge gets assigned to the case. I mean, the random chance the same judge who did the Trump Organization case in a biased way gets this case is about 100-1 against. So that tells me that this was rigged. And so the question is, does the judge abuse his bail power? Does the prosecutor abuse his arrest power in such a way to try to put Trump in danger or just politically and publicly embarrass Trump or potentially restrict and restrain his ability and his rights in that process in terms of a rights to bail, a rights to campaign, right? Now, some people had asked, can they take Trump off the ballot? The answer is no. No indictment can take Trump off the ballot. No conviction can take Trump off the ballot. Presidential candidate Eugene V. Debs ran for office for the president while in federal prison. Now, bogus charges, the misuse and abuse of the Sedition Act that we're now seeing again in the January 6th cases, first tried against Eugene V. Debs just for opposing the draft for World War I. That's why he was in jail. But again, they cannot prevent him from being on the ballot, cannot prevent people from voting for him, cannot keep him out of the White House, quite frankly. So these efforts to manipulate charges in such a way to try to politically damage Trump, and their ultimate objective is to try to get some sort of sentence that they try to enforce to prevent him from going into the White House. But in the interim, they will likely try to misuse their power to limit his ability to campaign, limit his ability to speak out, limit his ability to raise funds, limit his ability to travel. And so we're going to see constitutional questions come up right away at the very beginning of this case. If they make the mistake of abusing their arrest power or abusing their bail power in the same way they've already abused their prosecutorial power, then I think you'll see even more public backlash against this in the court of public opinion, but you're more likely to see a higher court, including the Supreme Court of the United States, intervene in the case and clarify constitutionally when can local prosecutors derail the entire United States government for a political purpose by taking out a political candidate, a political opponent, or a president of the United States. We just constitutionally cannot allow this to happen, frankly. And so I think that they may have to intervene, if in fact this case continues to go AWOL. Because again, the president is factually innocent. He didn't commit any crime. Cohen is lying. Stormy Daniels has admitted nothing illicit happened. She was part of an extortion ring. She was the extortionist, not the victim. And so just factually, he's innocent. There's confirmation. There's no Trump text, no Trump messages, no Trump emails that confirm anything in the indictment, according to recent released reports and information. He's legally innocent because even if what they said was factually true about him, it's not a crime in New York. He's constitutionally innocent because this violates his fair notice requirements under the Due Process Clause, violates selective prosecution principles, violates the right to an impartial grand jury by how the grand jury was convened and what evidence was presented, including suborned evidence and exculpatory evidence excluded. And it's selective prosecution in violation of the First Amendment, targeting someone that they have never prosecuted for these kind of claims before for openly, overtly, admittedly, confessedly political charges. So based on that, the charges should be dismissed. But we have seen what rogue courts do because it's the InfoWars audience that's witnessed it happen to Alex Jones. And we've been warning Alex Jones is the canary in the coal mine when it came to social media censorship, when it came to the weaponization of the legal system, the same. Just as they violated his rights to bring motions to dismiss, his rights to bring anti-slap motions, his right to discovery, his right to trial by jury on the substantive merits, all of which was violated by both courts in Connecticut and Texas, we're now seeing the same political weaponization used here. And the only reason why it hasn't worked is because the audience has continued to support InfoWars despite the war on the audience. The war on Trump is a war on you. The war on Trump is a war on our constitutional liberties. In the same way, the war on Alex Jones was a war on the populist audience. That's why if you continue to support InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com, you can find products you like and you can give a nice big fat middle finger to the establishment in the deep state by continuing to make yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by finding products you like at affordable, accessible prices that keep InfoWars on the air despite the legal war against them. In the end, the best defense for Alex Jones and InfoWars and populism is the audience continuing to support the means by which this message gets out there. Same is true of Trump. It's you, the American people, that are still the front line. This is the Revere ride. Time to rally to the constitutional cause in the court of public opinion. Defend President Trump. Defend our liberty.
That's Bob Barnes. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. Have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's InfoWars.com on the back. Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is a exclusive shirt to InfoWarsStore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts, and you will have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you will be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. That's, no, it can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a huge believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punish.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell, New World Order.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who he
works with. Autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You've
found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me just kind of hit the reset button here live on the InfoWars live transmissions for today, because I'm going to be with you the remainder of our live transmissions for the day, finishing up here on the Alex Jones Show and going right into the war room. Now, I'm going to get into some news that I want to cover here, but for the entire fourth hour today, I'm going to be taking your calls on a specific question. On a specific question. So don't call in on anything else. It's going to be a specific question. I'll ask it in the next segment when I open up the phone lines. Unless, I mean, what, I'd rather have you not sitting on the phone line for 20 minutes, but if that's easier for the crew, would you guys rather me open up the phone lines now or in the next segment? We'll do it in the next segment, because I don't want people sitting on the phone line for too long. So next segment, opening up the phone lines with a specific question. I'll tell you that in a second. And on the war room today, we do have some special guests. It's the Veterans Call-In Show today. So we got some special guests, Pete Santilli and others, and we're going to be taking calls from veterans there. And I'm going to go back into the Trump news at that point and just kind of reset and do a whole new show with the war room. But I will be getting into the latest breaking news with the Trump developments, and I will tell you the question I want to have callers call in with in the next segment. But before I do that, let's just quickly take a look at some other stuff that is going on that I think we are forgetting about or not thinking about. And this might seem trivial, and you may have seen this headline, and we all know the story. Jennifer Aniston says a whole generation now finds Friends offensive. Do you think much about that? Does that bother you? Do you really think about the implications of this or what it means? I do. And it actually scares me. Now, Friends was probably the second most popular TV show in its time behind Seinfeld, I'm guessing. I don't know. It was Friends and Seinfeld, top TV shows for sitcoms, probably of all time. And I don't think anybody ever found Friends offensive at the time. So why is now what was a beloved, popular sitcom from the 90s considered offensive? Because what has been done to the youth is that humor has somehow been beaten out of their minds and their consciousness and their souls. And so they don't find humor anymore. They don't look for humor. It can't even come naturally to them, because they're told all these different prerequisites about racism and bigotry and ableism and all this stuff, that now jokes aren't funny. Jokes are offensive. Now, aside from robbing an entire generation of humans the ability to have a sense of humor or the enjoyment that humor can bring out of life, even in your darkest moments, humor can still lift you up. Humor can still brighten your darkest days. And they have removed our tendency towards humor and replaced it with a tendency towards being offended. But I think it's worse than just denying an entire generation of children humor. Now you've got a situation where one of the great weapons used against tyranny, one of the great weapons used against lies, humor, comedy, is no longer going to be effective. Think about that. That's scary, because now you're talking about language no longer being effective. Now you're talking about genuine, organic emotions not being effective, And now everything being trained with a stimuli to get a desired outcome. In other words, you're not laughing at the Friends joke on TV. You find it offensive because it targets an other or a group. And now this is how you're critically thinking about everything going through life instead of finding the joy in life and the humor in life. And then you no longer can see irony. And then you can no longer see double standards. And then you no longer have any ability to self-reflect or have self-awareness. Because after all, what's the greatest joke of all? If you can't laugh at yourself, you're missing out on the greatest joke of all. So now this has all been removed and you've set up a situation where an entire generation not only can't even comprehend, understand, or enjoy humor or having a sense of humor, they are now these emotionless, mindless blobs that are going to be easily manipulated and deceived into becoming mindless zombie slaves. And that's what you are seeing. So it's not about, wow, this sucks. We can't even enjoy old 90s TV or humor or anything anymore. No, this is what you're witnessing is essentially a psychological lobotomy of an entire generation now that has had their sense of humor trained out of them. And once you lose your sense of humor, you can no longer recognize a lot of different things in life. Once you can no longer find the humor in life, you miss out on a lot of angles and perspectives, and you lose your ability to self-reflect and have self-awareness. And so that's why this is scary to me. Not only does it sadden me that we could have an entire generation of Americans left humorless, it saddens me because now their minds are going to be so lobotomized that they not only won't understand humor or irony, it becomes a point where they can't even recognize fact from fiction. All they can recognize is whether or not something is offensive or bigoted or transphobic or homophobic, because that has been their training. So now you approach everything you see in the world with, is it offensive? Is it not offensive? Who does it offend? Who does it not offend? And as soon as you look at the world like that, your entire worldview can be manipulated. Your entire mind can be deceived. And you are turned into a zombie slave that will wear a face mask when you're told to. Take a vaccine when you're told to, shut down your business, lock yourself in your house when you're told to. And even when your mind has been erased, there's been one edge, there's been one opening that humans have used to still crack inside of it and give it an opening for a vision, for a perspective that they didn't have before. And that has been comedy. That has been humor. And now the left is removing it. Anything that is a threat to the left establishment, just like in 1984, anything that is a threat to the leftist centralized authoritarian establishment will be eliminated. Humor is a threat to them. So that's why they're eliminating it. And that's why they're telling kids that everything is offensive. So you can't even wear a Halloween costume. You can't even make a joke. You can't say this, you can't do that, it's all offensive. And now you've got children, like you saw in the movie Equilibrium, or like you saw in Nazi Germany, that will turn their parents in because they have been turned into these mindless, emotionless zombies that only respond to stimuli of, is it offensive or is it not?
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone, and we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself in the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great physio magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year, that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
What goes around comes around. You get what you give. You are what you eat. We all know the cliches. But what is really the word for it? It's karma. It's karma. We can't quite explain it, but we've all experienced it. We all know it's real. And so I ask the question, and I will give out the phone number, but here's my question for today. What would be karma for Donald Trump? What would karma be for Donald Trump? To get arrested and persecuted like so many of his supporters, or to return to the presidency and arrest the criminals that persecuted him, or both?
You might also throw out there, he, you know, maybe he should be arrested because of the Operation Warp Speed, if you feel so inclined. But my question is, what would karma be for Donald Trump? Get arrested and persecuted like his supporters, or get back into the White House and go after the criminals that have been persecuting him? Those are my two basic layouts of how I see it. Or maybe you see it both ways, or maybe you think this is what he's going to get for being a part of Operation Warp Speed. But I don't really know if that's really karma, because the real proprietors of that aren't being persecuted. Although I guess Fauci is being investigated, so there is that. But that's the question. What would karma be for Donald Trump? Does he need to experience this? Maybe being cuffed, put in jail. They're saying that's not going to happen. Does he need to go through what so many of his supporters went through for years while he was on a golf course? Or is it for him to get back into the White House and actually arrest the real criminals that have been engaged in criminal activity and treason in this country, in Washington, D.C., for my entire life? Or is it both? The number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I only want your response to that, and we will take calls the entire fourth hour. I only want your response to that. What would karma be for Donald Trump? Arrest, persecution, jail, like so many of his supporters, or to get back into the White House and prosecute the actual criminals that have been persecuting him? Or is it both, or is it something else? 877-789-2539. Only your response to that, and we will take your calls for the entire third hour. Now, boy, there's still so much to cover. Let me cover this real quick. We showed the video yesterday on the War Room of the creator of Libs of TikTok, Shia Rychik, finding Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at the Capitol, where she filed an ethics complaint against AOC for lying about her. And so she went with the Heritage Foundation's lawyers and filed an ethics complaint against AOC for lying about her on the floor of the Capitol. And there's precedent there. So when she dropped off the file at AOC's office, AOC wasn't there. She went to the cafeteria in the Capitol and happened to run into AOC, where she posed for a picture, and AOC didn't even know who she was talking to. And so posed for the picture, and it was kind of a funny little troll moment. And then Shia said, oh, by the way, I'm serving you an ethics complaint. You lied about me. Will you please stop lying about me? And then AOC called her a transphobe and ran away. Now, before I even saw this in the media today, I knew how the left was going to respond. And I was already planning on this coverage, this response to the video that you see on the screen in front of me. But I knew how the left was going to respond. And it all ties in together. So the left comes out today and is saying, wow, this is embarrassing for Libs of TikTok. This is embarrassing for conservatives. This is embarrassing for Shia Rychik. This is embarrassing for the Heritage Foundation. They thought they could troll AOC, and she didn't even know who they were. She's never heard of any of them. Wow, you must be embarrassed. That's how big of no-names you are. Actually, that's the entirely wrong response to this. Because what this actually exposes is not how unpopular Libs of TikTok is. The numbers speak for themselves. What this actually exposes is something that has been the case for years. Something I've heard Rush Limbaugh speak into my ears since I was a tiny little kid listening. The left, liberals, Democrats, folks, they have no idea who we are, what we stand for, what we represent, what we think, what we say, or literally even what we look like. They don't even make the effort. How is it that almost every conservative, I'm not saying we have universal omnipotent knowledge and memory, but I mean, conservatives walk through DC, they know what politicians look like. They know what members of the media look like. When I mean, how many times have I been out on the streets, at the airport, whatever, I see a politician, I see a member of the media, I start filming, I start having a conversation, because I know who they are. I know who my opposition is politically. I know what they all look like. I know their names. I know what they think. I know what they say, because it's important to me. I have to know what my opposition stands for, because now I understand what they're trying to do. Oh, now I understand. Oh, my energy bill is going up. Why is that? Oh, they promote shutting down the energy. Oh. The border's wide open. Millions of illegals pouring in. Fentanyl pouring in. Why is that? Oh, they have an open border policy. So we understand that. So AOC not knowing who Libs of TikTok was is not a flex. That's not embarrassing for Chaya. No, it's embarrassing for AOC is what it is. And it shows you that it's true. The liberals don't even take the effort to know who we are, what we stand for, what we say, what we think, or what we really believe in. They don't even take the effort, folks. They don't even take the effort. That's what's sad about this. And AOC will go on the floor of Congress with a speech that she wrote, or maybe somebody wrote for her, and she will lie about Chaya Raichik, and she will lie about Libs of TikTok, and she doesn't even know who she is. She doesn't even know what she looks like. Rush Limbaugh was right all those years. He said it. They don't take the time to know who we are. They don't take the time to understand who we are. They don't take the time and effort to know what we stand for, why we stand for it. All they do is lie and straw man and then think it's real. That's all they do. They lie about us, they straw man us, and then that's what they actually believe. It's a pathological liar is what it is. It's the psychological phenomenon of being a pathological liar where you lie so much and you don't even try to find the truth. You end up believing your own lies. You end up living your own lies. So no, Libs of TikTok and Chaya Raichik are not so unpopular that AOC didn't recognize her or embarrassed because AOC didn't know who she was. No, AOC should be embarrassed that she goes on the floor of Congress and lies about somebody that she knows nothing about, doesn't even know what they look like. And the larger issue here is apparent. Leftists don't even take the effort to understand what conservatives are all about. They don't even take the effort. They don't even care. Before you can even have a discussion, before you can even have civil discourse with them, they've already cast you off as a racist, as a bigot, as a transphobe, as a homophobe, and it doesn't even matter the facts of the situation. Why do you think liberals call black people white supremacists? Why do you think liberals call gay people homophobes? Why do you think liberals call immigrants xenophobes? They don't even care. They don't even take the effort. They have no understanding of who we are or what we stand for. Zero, zilch, nada, and they don't care. The only principle a liberal has, the only consistent value and foundation that a liberal has, is that they oppose you. That's it. You're pro-war. During the Bush years, they're anti-war. You're anti-war, they're pro-war. You're anti-free speech, they're pro-free speech. You're pro-free speech, they're anti-free speech. They have no values. All they have is opposing you and the lies they tell about you that they believe.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You're one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we are taking your phone calls. What would the karma for Donald Trump be? For him to get arrested and persecuted like his supporters? For him to return to the White House and arrest the real criminals? Both? Or maybe you think something else entirely with the Operation Warp Speed. We're asking you, the InfoWars audience, for the entire fourth hour. So make your point, and we will take as many calls as we can in an hour. And we start with Richard in Georgia. Richard, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Can you hear me good?
Yes.
So I'm just basically like a third on Trump. Like a third is like he's an innocent actor, obviously being politically persecuted. And the other two thirds are like he's a plant. He's in on it. You know, the Greg Reese stuff. It's like, well, why isn't he supporting the people that supported him? The J6ers and Julian Assange. And then the other thing is like, you can be a plant and not know it. Right. This is all just so crazy. It's like, does anyone really believe like Alvin Bragg is calling the shots of the world right now? Like, I really don't, you know, like, so.
You know, I understand. I understand why people think Trump is controlled opposition or a puppet like Biden. I do understand that, but there is no doubt that there is a genuine effort to have him destroyed. I mean, there is no doubt that is a real effort. I mean, I don't see how you can deny that.
I don't. And that's the point. So like, I think like, you know, the power structure just uses like, I mean, political differences are a real thing. And like these people with TDS is a totally real thing. I'm just wondering, you know, I don't want this to be like a, you know, like pointless thing to think about, but like when you, you know, I think, you know, when they engineer all these wars and stuff, like they use people who have a feeling like how they're, you know, like their natural inclinations, right? So, I mean, I don't think that, like, obviously, like, the TDS isn't a completely, like, manufactured thing. It's real. But then you use that. I mean, potentially. Like, I don't know. Like,
here's the problem is that you always judge a man by the fruits. And I mean, you can talk about Trump being the best president when we are alive, but the fruit is now either all rotten or dead for the most part. I mean, if it wasn't for the judges and the Supreme Court justices, I mean, I don't really know what fruit Donald Trump even has left to put on the table and see, say, look what I've done. I mean, it was real easy to reverse all the good things he did for Biden to do that. Real easy. So I just, it's hard to say whether or not the knocks against Trump not being good enough when he was in office are very legitimate. And of course the deep state is coming after him because he didn't drain the swamp. Of course the swamp's coming after him. He said he was going to drain the swamp. Right. He didn't. So now the swamp's trying to take him under. I mean, so that's all right. Richard, thanks for the call. Let's jump to Wild Card in Wisconsin. Wild Card, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O, huge fan. I think karma wise, kind of like what Trump said in all his rallies where he'd play that song, it's not what you want, but you get what you need. And I think this is exactly what Trump needs, because it's solidifying that if he doesn't do what he said he was going to do before, lock her up, drain swamp, et cetera, that they're just going to keep coming after him, probably his kid, you know. And I think also, you know, don't forget he got Rona and lost a lot of weight. So, you know, that in hindsight – I think is also going to play in with Rona numbers coming out, that he could also flip-flop back on Rona as these numbers come out about how dangerous the vax is. Because he also said in speeches that...
Well,
you know,
that's like the one thing he could do that might change some of the detractors' opinions. But I don't know. It might be too late. I don't know if it would be politically, strategically a good thing.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock. Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years. You've been listening for years. But you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So, again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, here's the problem. I understand why people don't like Trump, whether it's for his politics or for his demeanor or being, you know, the billionaire playboy, the ego, all the stuff. And you know, I get people that get upset with me for saying I would vote for Trump again even after what he did with Operation Warp Speed. And I explain that I'm not a political purist. And so I look at things from a pragmatic standpoint where somebody's got to be the president of the United States. It's got to be somebody. And for all the imperfections and mistakes from Donald Trump, you know, he is still light years above of anybody else that I can tell. But I understand the person that says, you know, it's all broken. The system is broken. Washington is broken. And it just doesn't matter. And so I just want to, you know, live my life, be left alone and not get involved in any of it. But here's the problem, folks. Here's the problem. And until you've really tried to become a thorn in the side of the globalists, until you've really tried to become a rod in the gears and mechanisms of the establishment, until you've really tried to thumb your nose and eye gouge the political establishment, you really don't understand how they come after you and how corrupt they are and what it costs in that effort. And so if we don't support the people that go through that, and we don't support the biggest names, no matter how egomaniacal they are, no matter how many mistakes they've made, hell, I'll even go to the bottom line of it all. No matter how many people they may have killed with their policies, I'm going to support the guy that's actually trying to change things in D.C. Because here's what has to be understood. Things in this country are only going to get worse. They're never going to get better. And if we don't support the men, as imperfect as they might be, if we don't support the men and the women that are actually trying to change it and actually trying to step up and do something, if we don't support them and we let them get destroyed, then the country's only going to continue to get worse. And you can live out your life as free and prosperous as you possibly can until you can't anymore. Until you're in the digital currency, until you're in the social credit score, until you're forced to wear a mask, forced to take a vaccine. So you have to understand, that's what we're trying to stop here. Doesn't mean Donald Trump is perfect. Doesn't mean I even have to like Donald Trump. But if Donald Trump is a man who's truly trying to stand up and say, I see things are going the wrong direction, let's get him going the right direction, and then he gets destroyed because of that, and I say, well, he had a blemish on his face, or I didn't like this. Well, then the next man that comes up and tries to destroy them, he's going to get destroyed, and then the next man is going to get destroyed until there's no other men left, and that's when the tyranny and the authoritarianism comes to your front door. I'm done ranting. I'm taking your calls. What is karma for Trump? Getting arrested and persecuted and thrown in jail like so many of his supporters were? Getting back into the White House and arresting the real criminals that are going after him? We're getting your response to this. We go to Christy in California. Christy, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking the call. Long time listener, first time caller. I believe with my heart that karma for President Trump can only be good. He's done some things that are wrong, and all of us have. That's the earthly side of us. But I believe the fact that he has a chance and that he has shown his sincerity, his loyalty, his patriot, his giving, and also his karma will determine what becomes of Earth and America. And I believe his karma is going to be good because he's living right and he's doing the right things.
And you know, just to expand on this a little bit too, let's be clear here. We're not in a Trump cult. I'm not a Trump sycophant. And so this is bigger than Trump. And this will go on past Trump, whatever that means. But, you know, I sit here and I never asked Trump for any help. Trump is not my daddy. I'm not electing a daddy. I'm not electing a big brother. So when I've gone through my political persecution and my arrests and all the stuff that I'm facing because I support Donald Trump, I don't look to Donald Trump for help. I don't blame Donald Trump. He's not my daddy. And I never asked Donald Trump for anything, but If Trump has absolutely no understanding of that suffering, if Trump has no understanding truly of that, and he doesn't, he has no sympathy for those people rotting in the jail cells, and maybe he does, maybe he finally does, then it's going to take an experience for him to really understand what it's cost his supporters, and I would say at this point, what they owe him, or rather what he owes them. I would rather say what he owes them, because they, political prisoners, don't just need to be pardoned and don't just need to be released. I mean, the people that put them in jail need to be investigated. They need to be getting medals of honor. They need to be recognized as heroes.
I agree with everything you say. I live this in my thought every day about not just the status of America, but what happened on January 6th. But I also find with Trump, President Trump, that somehow he's here and he gets us all rallied together and he stirs stuff in Americans. That to me is worth something so great, no matter what the situation is right now. I love seeing that. I love hearing it.
Nobody gets a crowd like Trump. There's no doubt about that. Nobody gets a crowd like Trump. Nobody gets the energy in a political event like Trump. Nobody. And it's not even close, actually. There's not even a second, third, fourth, fifth place. Nobody's even on the map. Christy, thanks for the call. Let's go to Minister B in Los Angeles. Minister B, you're on the air. Go ahead. We'll try this again. Minister B, you're on the air. Go ahead.
There you go. You unmuted me. Thank you for taking my call. First-time caller, long-time listener. Based on your question, I've been waiting on this question, Owen, to be posed to the Alex Jones community for so long, because it is a passage of Scripture that says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Remember, when Trump came into office, the first thing he did was totally use his executive orders to totally wipe out everything Obama did instead of trying to embrace some of those and make them better. Second thing, Trump misrepresented that he sold that he was going to drain the swamp and lock her up. Guess what? He didn't. So now, since you didn't drain the swamp and lock them up, you have emboldened the swamp and made them more powerful. So to take down a president, which is insane. So now you can't touch them right now. Third thing, he started again on his campaign this time. We're going to drain the swamp. Listen, if a person looked to you, Owen, and lied to your face and say they're going to do something and had 4 years to do it and they don't do it, I can't give them the credence. And listen, I voted for Trump twice, but listen, I didn't vote for Trump for who he was. I voted for Trump because when you get time in your busy schedule, you can go look at my prophetic friend that passed, Kim Clement. He gave a prophecy in 2007 and 2014 and said everything that God was going to do and wanted to do through Trump. 90% of that, Trump did. It came to pass. The impeachment, all that. The judges, the abortions, all that. He spoke that in 2007 and 2014. And so the aspect of it is Trump didn't do what he said he was going to do. So unfortunately, he's reaping what he sowed. He didn't drain the swamp. The swamp is going after him. And Alex had Alan Dershowitz on earlier today. He had the great constitutional lawyer, Robert Barnes, on. And what a lot of things they're missing, Owen, is they're assuming that this corrupt DA is going to give Trump a bail to get him out, to put him out on freedom. Look at the January 6th that you just said.
Yeah.
They're locked up for over 800 days with no due process. That's how they're going to shut Trump down with these corrupt judges.
You know, I got to tell you, when I went through my turning myself in, I was afraid for the same thing, and I think they actually planned on locking me up. I'd probably still be in jail if we didn't make a couple important moves before that.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals, and now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
I'm a huge believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell, New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, a signed copy, at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart and cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now on InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now, I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I can tell this is a hot subject today because my text messages are blowing up with people that can't get through on the phone lines wanting to share their opinions on what will karma look like for Donald Trump. I think we've all had a taste of karma, have we not? So what is it going to look like for Donald Trump? Is this persecution part of it, or will karma be him getting back into the White House and arresting the real criminals going after himself? Let's go back to the phone lines, and we've got Marvin in Alabama. Marvin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, good to talk to you. Yeah, the minister kind of stole a little bit of my thunder that, Trump is kind of reaping what he sowed by not draining the swamp. But the bigger picture, the flip side of that, is that his karma and our karma are interlinked, and they're one and the same. And so, you know, if we're looking for a strong man to fix everything, well, that's not how the United States of America, the Republic, is designed to be operated. So even if he could fix everything, that's not the way it should be done. And the big drawback with Trump is he's never, ever one to say, I'm going to follow the Constitution, and that's going to be my solution for all of our problems. And then when the deep state or whoever decides they want to persecute him or us or whoever, he could have, back when he was president, came and made a case to the people and used his bully pulpit and said, for example, I'm not going to shut everything down. I'm going to get all the experts in the world. I'm not going to listen to this creep Fauci. I'm going to, some of these guys that are saying, hey, this, we're being kind of tricked here and whatever. He didn't do any of that. He just went with the plan. He's more worried about his ego. The number one excuse I hear for why he went along with Warp Speed was so that he could get the credit and get reelected, because they were planning on delaying it so that he couldn't get credit for it. Well, that's not a good reason to do things. That's what gets you bad karma. And our bad karma comes from trying to rely on him or someone like him to fix everything for us, and that can never happen. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Well, let me just stop you right there, because this is a huge crutch right here. Because I agree with what you're saying, but unfortunately, it's just not practical. I mean, you got to be pragmatic here. No, we do need a leader that's going to, we do need a president that's going to get into the White House and actually drain the swamp, arrest the criminals. I mean, there should be hundreds of politicians and bureaucrats being arrested. Hundreds. Okay? And so somebody's going to have to do that. And it's going to have to be a leader, and it's going to have to be a leader that gets other leaders, and they're going to have to do that. And so I get the idea. It's we the people, but what are you actually proposing? Our one way of doing it is voting. If we don't have the vote anymore, if we don't believe we have a vote anymore, okay, so what do we do next? I'm not a violent revolutionary. I'm not going to be the one doing anything like that. And if that is you, you know, good luck, because you're going to get infiltrated by feds and you're going to get arrested before you even know what hit you. So I'm just pragmatic here. We've got to get somebody in there that actually wants to arrest the real criminals and change the situation in this country. I agree with you. It's not supposed to be that way. I agree with you. It's going to come down to we the people, but we the people are divided. We the people aren't getting along. We the people have a giant crevasse in between that is filled with this vitriol and these attacks and this hatred. So I don't know how that really works. So to me, the most pragmatic solution is if we can still have an election result that we can trust, get a leader in there who's actually going to drain the swamp. Is that going to be Donald Trump? But it's absolutely right. I didn't make decisions for Trump. I'm not the one that decided to do Operation Warp Speed. I'm not the one that decided not to go after the criminals and put deep state people in my cabinet. That was Trump. And so is he reaping what he sows? That's what you're saying, Marvin.
Well, yeah. But either we have a constitution and we're going to be a republic and try to follow it to the best of our ability, or we're not. And the answer I'm getting from everybody that wants to just put strongman Trump in office is we're not. We're just going to elect him and let him solve the problem by being strongman, not following the Constitution, not being a
Republican. So Trump is not going to solve the problems. Yeah. Trump is not going to solve the problems. Trump is going to give us the opportunity to solve our own problems. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. If that's the case, then we could do it with or without Trump. So either we follow
but how? How are you going to do that?
Don't.
Let's say it's Trump or anybody else. How are any of us going to do it without a good leader?
One mistake you made earlier, you said our only solution is we only have the vote, but we have non-cooperation, we have votes on the jury, jury nullification. We have a lot of things. We could be out in the streets protesting. If they want to force our hand and start arresting all of us, then we need to just do that, because eventually it's going to happen.
Hi, my name's Owen. I've been arrested 3 times.
So, okay, good. But that doesn't solve everyone's problem. We're not only talking about you, Owen. You asked me, what can we all do? Okay, so you got arrested. I applaud you for that. Good for you. Now, what can the rest of us do? Okay, if we have to get out in the streets, if we have to be jury nullifiers and nullify bullcrap charges and take every step we can, then that's what we have to do. But if we're relying only on Trump, if that's our solution, it's not going to be solved. Even if he gets in and fixes a bunch of stuff, then the next Biden or Obama gets elected, they're going to turn right around and undo it all, like you said earlier.
Well, this is the great debate.
Fix the problem.
This is the great debate, and this has been a great call. I just got to take other calls. But the reason why I point out that I've been arrested is because it's the same reason why I'm saying I never asked anything from Donald Trump. I'm not looking for Donald Trump to solve my problems. I'm not looking for anybody to solve my problems. I want to be able to solve my own problems. And so that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody to get the government off of my back. I just point that out because I've got a little more experience, let's say, or credibility discussing this, because I've actually been in that situation. I mean, that's why we have Roger Stone on, and that's why we have these other guests on that have already been through this and know what it's like. It's like this. Again, I don't care. I don't want a box full of autographed Trump hats to give out on my show, okay? But it's like Donald Trump will send somebody who's never been in the streets, who's never done anything other than go on a show and support him, and he'll send them a box full of hats, and they'll send him a bunch of paraphernalia, and they'll send him yes and everything. We never get that. I don't care. I don't even want that. That's not what I'm doing this for. I'm not doing this for free memorabilia. We're not doing this for fortune and fame. So that's what I'm saying is, when I can sit here and say, despite what I've gone through for Trump, and despite all the mistakes Trump has made, I still understand why Trump is the most important person to get into the White House. Now, I feel that way right now. That could easily change. Maybe Rand Paul makes a emergence here if he goes after and arrests Fauci. And maybe it's Rand Paul's time. You know, maybe there's another dark horse that might come out of nowhere. Maybe Vivek continues to improve and say things that I do and like. But there's no doubt the fear that they have of Donald Trump is legitimate. And you can sit here and say he let him off the hook and he didn't do anything, and I completely agree, but I think the fear proves that he's his own actor. He's not controlled. He's not being told what to do. He might have bad influences around him, but clearly the deep state fears him. I mean, folks, they're going to arrest him over a charge that has passed the statute of limitations and has two legal documents signed as evidence proving he's innocent. So, I mean, they're really totally persecuting him illegitimately. I mean, that's real.
I'm a huge believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punish. You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell, New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory, and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your phone calls. We'll take as many as we can in the last two segments of The Alex Jones Show. Remember, folks, we're listener-supported, InfoWarsStore.com. We don't want to see America collapse, but under Joe Biden, well, the odds are higher and higher with every passing day. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get yourself some emergency food supplies. The 1 year, 6 month, 3 month, or 1 month emergency food supplies, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Danny in Texas. Danny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Owen. Thank you for taking my call today.
Thanks for calling.
So where I stand with this Trump thing, you know, in the beginning of 2016, my guy in the beginning was Rand Paul. You know, I followed his father for some years and had voted for him in 2012. And that was my guy, you know. And then Trump came along and had really good, powerful things to say, talking the same thing he's saying now. He said in 2016, almost exactly identical, some of the speeches. So when it comes down to, I guess we're talking about karma with him. I don't want to. I just want to say that's in God's hands. And I think God will judge him whenever that day comes or whenever he meets his maker. What's happening now to him is total political persecution. I don't think it's right. But again, some of the past callers mentioned about, you know, he kind of shot himself in his foot with this one. I mean, I don't know if he understood how important it was to the people in 2016, the things he was saying. It was important to us. You know, we finally found our champion and it meant something. We found somebody it wasn't just a chant to lock her up. I mean, that meant something to us. We know how big of a criminal she is. She's still walking around there. You know, she's still probably, you know, planning things right now with her cronies, with Obama and the bunch, you know? So, that's kind of where I look at him. Would I vote for him again? That's hard to say. I'll wait and see. But I know this, and I always try to look at what's going on in the world today and how God would things look at things. And I know God hates pride. God hates pride. And I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is a prideful man. And that's a bad thing. And that's a bad leader for us, I think, at the end of the day. He's a great man. He's done great things. But in the end, I think, you know, we get misplaced with the Bible talks about, you know, these end times. There's going to be so much news and we're going to be flooded with so much information and it's going to be so crazy. And, you know, our heads are going to be again. We're going to be coming so fast. And, you know, Alex talked about, you know, things that happened in 10 years to happen are going to happen in a day and a half. And things are just ramping up and they're going. And I think we need to step back and take a look to God. We got to I even think people need to take a step back and look at their churches they're in. You know, I found my pastor through.
Well, look, there's no doubt the churches have a problem. I mean, I go down to the Capitol. They got a bunch of, you know, ministers and priests out there claiming they're for trans kids. So, you know, the next thing you know, they'll be protesting for abortion, too. But, you know, Trump is in control of his own fate in many ways, and obviously being politically persecuted, but he didn't drain the swamp. So they're coming after him now. I don't know how he didn't see that coming. Thanks for the call, Danny. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So I don't think karma would be further persecution by the deep state that, you know, he's been enduring since he came down the escalator. I think karma needs to be him getting back into office, but in order to do that, to get support of people like the last caller and others that are on the fence, he needs to come out and say specifically who he's going to appoint and surround himself with. That has to be people with integrity, like Colonel Douglas MacGregor, Scott Ritter, people like that. I think if he could convince Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be his running mate, that would be outstanding. He needs to come out and say Operation Warp Speed, from his perspective, was a great accomplishment, getting around all the red tape of the federal bureaucracy. But the way it was handled behind his back was obviously unfortunate. And he needs to come out and he needs to own that. And, you know, he needs people like Colonel MacGregor to come in and be Secretary of Defense. There's so much corruption in Washington that, you know, he can't have people like, you know, all these CIA people and neocons that he had around him to begin with in the first administration. That's just not going to cut it. If he really wants people to support him, we need to hear specifics about the people he's going to appoint, what he's going to do. And then not just the negative, we need to hear a positive message about, you know, things like rebuilding our infrastructure here, you know, having beautiful buildings and roads that work. You know, there's so much blackmailing going on everywhere. And, you know, Americans need something to be hopeful for. You know, the rest of the world's turning against us. So I think, you know, if he did that, the combination of those two things, I think, you know, he could get a lot of support. And I think he could win. And it would be good for the country. I mean, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you this. If he does win again and doesn't drain the swamp or shut down these out of control, corrupt federal bureaucracies, he's going to be a total dog. And, you know, I don't know if that's how history will tell it, but that's how a lot of his voters would look at it. So I'd love the redemption run. I'd love the redemption arc. But yeah, I guess that would be karma for the deep state. If he got back in office and arrested all of them, that's who really needs the karma. All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Flint in Chicago. Flint, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. So, obviously, we have three branches of government, right? Legislative, executive, and judicial. That is really kind of the issue, because if you look at when Trump got into office, when we're talking about the, you know, us owning the, you know, we talk about the uniparty and this sort of thing. We had Paul Ryan, okay? You can't drain the swamp with Paul Ryan. I'm sorry, you couldn't. Ronald Reagan said it best. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children through bloodstream. The only way that we can inherit the freedom we have known is to fight it for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it down to them with the well-fought lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was to live in America when men were free. That really is kind of where we're all kind of coming towards. When you talk about, you know, karma, yeah, it's going to be bad karma for the Democrats if they really try to, like, the best thing that they could do is put it on television, put him in handcuffs, make him a martyr, and, you know, let it go. And I'll tell you, I'm going to support Trump. Even Trump had tried to drain, you can only drain the swamp, but you're only one part of the, you know, the entire three branches. So that needs to be taken into account, and I don't think people understand that. And it's very clear, and we need to be clear on this, that we need more than a uniparty. We need to start getting more Boberts, more MTGs, you know, more, you know, Chip Roys in office. This is not going to be solved overnight. And it's frustrating because when I hear people say, well, you know, Trump was going to drain the swamp. He didn't drain the swamp. You know, he's only got so much power. And now the swamp is totally unified against him. And that includes the uniparty. The uniparty is going to destroy him if he's not assassinated first. God forbid.
Well, maybe that's what they're trying to do with the perp walk in New York. You know, get him out on the streets and try to open it up like that. I mean, it's not like a president has never been assassinated in this country before. It's happened.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No. No, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally, sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart and cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment here of the Alex Jones Show. We're taking your calls. I will be hosting the War Room, getting back into the news with great veterans and guests. Let's go back to the phone lines now as we close out the Alex Jones Show and go to Malcolm in New Mexico. Malcolm, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, hold on. All right, now Malcolm, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan. Great to be on. Love your show.
I think Trump is going to get reelected simply because I agree with Elon Musk and Chris Rock. I think getting him arrested is like arresting Tupac Shakur. I think this is going to only help him. But I think that along the line, I think he's not going to make the same mistakes that he made before. And I think he is going to appoint some people. And I think it's going to cause a national revolt, because the last thing a vampire Democrat Marxist wants is a number cruncher in the White House looking at the numbers. And Trump has stated he's a numbers guy. I think he is. And I think this is going to cause a national revolt. And I think with everyone leaving New York, Illinois, California, I'm starting to see a lot of Californians now move to New Mexico out of L.A. And I mean, it's they're not going to have any more taxpayers. And the problem with these people is they can't admit that they're wrong about the economy and the
everything.
Use of,
just say that, everything. It'll be easier that way.
Yeah, everything. OK. And I think we're going to have a national revolt similar to 1860 with Abraham Lincoln getting in. And only instead of the states' rights issues over slavery, it's going to be individual rights, I think, and economic rights. And without the taxpayers in California, Illinois, and New York, they can't vote their own pay raises in like they do every year. And I think this is going to cause a lot of major national division. And I think Trump may find himself elected, but similar to being in the same situation that Abraham Lincoln was in. That's what I see coming.
Well, I hope he doesn't make the same mistakes he made the first time. I mean, as far as being a numbers cruncher, I don't really know how much that matters. I mean, he increased the national debt more than anybody, I think. So I don't really know if he cares about that.
Yeah, but he's the thing is one of the things about Democrats, and I learned this in New Mexico, this is a major libtard state, and one of the things that I learned with a lot of Democrats here, they what did Don Corleone say? Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. One of the things that I learned is that Democrats are the biggest scroungers of tax dollars. And, I mean, they create all kinds of make-work
projects. They're damn heathens.
They're vampires. And the last thing you want is someone who can throw light on them, because sunshine on a vampire kills them. And I think that's one of the things Trump is going to probably have to do, is bring in responsible people. And I hope he does that.
Bring in people that have a disposition towards D.C. politics and a disposition in general towards government, not people who want to use it to their own advantage or enrichment. That's going to be a big difference. Malcolm, thanks for the call. Let's go to Ryan in Georgia. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just had a couple of comments. Oh, thank you. So, you know, I understand that there is a potential threat, you know, if Trump is perp walked or, you know, if he's put in jail. I had a kind of a similar thought, but kind of the opposite direction. And that is, I just kind of hope nothing happens to this DA or this judge who are potentially going to be, you know, leading this case against him, because that could really spark, you know, some violence. And, you know, they're going to blame it's the false flag scenario, January 6th type event, you know, to really get people activated and violent against Trump supporters again. And, you know, I know that's not likely a scenario, but I just had a thought about that and wanted to see what you thought.
Well, I will tell you this, that would be on theme, because as I've said, as some of the callers have said, it feels like 2016 all over again. I mean, it feels like we're reliving 2016 all over again. And that was one of the major stories from 2016, was the Democrats and the liberal media promoting violence against Trump supporters. We all saw it. We all witnessed it out in the streets, yeah, at events, what have you. So there's no doubt. I mean, we'll probably get that, whether or not there is such a horrific story like what you're insinuating could happen. I think we'll probably get that no matter what. However, they'd love to have some sort of a secondary January 6th, you know, incitement point that they can lie about and gaslight on and use that to foment more violence. I mean, it's just like what they're doing with this trans thing, saying trans people are the victims after a trans person kills six people, saying trans people are being genocided, and none of it's true. And so what do? Is they stir up trans people to go out and commit violence that are already mentally on edge. And so that's why they go up and they shoot six people in a school. And then they say, nope, that person, that murderer is the victim. So there's no doubt that's in their playbook. I wouldn't be surprised if they do something like that, whether or not there actually is a moment of violence or God forbid something bad happens to one of these Democrats. Ryan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jeremiah in Ohio. Jeremiah, you're on the air. Go ahead. I'm sorry, we just got you on. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. I just had a quick point with Trump. Is we need that January 6th energy pre-January 6th. Everybody, I was there. We were all hyped up. It was, you know, good vibes everywhere. Everybody was supporting Trump. People don't realize when you drain this swamp, this giant pool of muddy, nasty water, you put a little hole in it, it's going to take some time to drain. You know, all those nasty, you know, like the Clintons, you got the Gates, you got, you know, the whole political system, like the caller earlier, the three branches of government. You know, it's, we need to realize that he did a lot of good things for us. And the last thing is, when are we getting some Owen Schroyer merch? We need a Clown World shirt.
Well, maybe we'll have a Clown World shirt. But, all right, Jeremiah, thanks for the call. Let's go to Greg in Florida. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you?
Good, thanks for calling.
Okay, buddy. Couple things. I just wanted to make some comments on some guys, RSP ball, your last segment or two ago. Man, you know, they're Trump bashing, talking about karma and this and that. Are you kidding me? This guy, he's a tough guy. I used to do business with some guys years and years ago when Trump was the real estate mogul that did business with him. Anyways, I hear stories. The guy was a good guy. He's done a great amount of good for the country. And that's with the swamp, these Democrats on his back 24 hours a day. I mean, man, let's just buckle down and get this guy elected, if elected is even the word, because, I mean, how's he going to get in there? You know.
Well, here's the thing. We've done the logistics, and I'm not going to go to the big board right now, but, I mean, we've done the logistics, and unless they can clean up the system in Georgia and in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and in Arizona, then I don't think Trump has any way to win. I really don't. I mean, you'd like to see a Ronald Reagan sweep like we saw a couple decades ago, but I don't think so. These elections are so rigged now that it's you're just not going to see that. And so unless they fix whatever goes on in Philadelphia, whatever goes on in Phoenix, whatever goes on in Detroit, and whatever goes on in Atlanta that put those Democrats ahead at 2 a.m. in the morning every time, unless that's fixed, I actually don't think there is a way for Trump to win. I really don't.
Hey, Owen, did you see the movie, I don't know, 10 years or so ago with Nicolas Cage called Warlord?
Lord of War, yeah.
Lord of War, I'm sorry. Okay. The one guy down there in the African country, I was just watching it again last night. I liked the movie. And he said, hey, for all these years, the guy's in charge of the country. He said, for all these years, I need the arms to protect myself, my people, because I'm the one that fixes all the elections down here.
By the way, the main character in that movie was a Ukrainian. I don't know. I mean, they say it's based on a true story. I don't know if there was, they might be actually based off a Russian.
I got a lot of good Ukrainian friends and Russian friends. And, you know, so I get some news from those people over there that's not at all what you're seeing on mainstream.
Oh, of course not. And Trump is the only person who would probably be able to get that situation rectified, at least in the short term, and stop a war. I don't know if there's anyone else that can get in that would have that ability. And I've said this before. That's actually the main reason why I would still vote Trump, is because he's the only person that can repair the damage that's been done internationally. He's the only person that can try to right the wrongs geopolitically. It might be too late, though, now with the BRICS expanding and the Russia-China alliance strengthening. It might even be too late, even if we did get Trump in. But he's the only one that could potentially rectify that to me. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show. War Room coming up next. I'm not going anywhere. Veterans Call-In Show.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential, but read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.